In a world where Togu fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail, three man children stand not quite shoulder to shoulder with their trusty spray can at their side, united across timelines and space against the congealed, grimdark 90s inspired hordes. Shuku and Shinobi, Dossum Rider, Jedi Mon, Aerosol. Their mission, to bring you the latest Togu news in the craziest way possible. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles Season 4. If you don't listen to this show, you don't know anything about Tokusatsu.
Hello, welcome to our Season 4, Episode 7.
Aerosol HD.
We're actually doing that?
Yeah, I thought you liked that one, so I was like... Oh. I was wondering if it would be... like, made more sense if he said it, but I just went with it, since that's like... I have one job on the ship, it's stupid.
But you have multiple jobs on this.
That's true. But now you just took away my...
Yeah, but and they all suck.
Hey. I don't have
just like your mom.
Did you have a title before that one?
I think the only thing was, like, Twilight Saga Breaking Daigo, because of they mentioned Twilight in that episode or something. I don't know, it was really stupid. But then Brian said, that should be the title yesterday. I'm like, alright, now I don't have to think of anything.
I'm making a Twilight joke in my summary.
I'm glad
I know you mentioned a couple of days ago that you wanted to stick with the 51 Shades of Grey thing again.
Oh, well, yeah, but Brian, you know, he put the kibosh on there. God.
The hell are you doing?
Rubbing your mother?
Ew. What did I catch?
Herpes.
Marble steed. Cool, cool.
When did you catch? Herpes.
Brian.
What?
I was just seeing if you're okay.
I'm okay.
Almost.
I'm not saying anything.
They like come and me one go home. They like come and me one kill Brian.
One up it up. That's a bar here, just FYI.
What?
The video game bar downtown called One Up.
Oh.
I am your mom's underpants.
Anyway, that's gross. Go ahead, Brian. One up.
I
am sexy.
Did I buy any? Yeah, I bought stuff this week.
Did you now? What did you buy?
Hold on, I have to look. I don't remember.
I'm super. Thanks for asking.
Friday was.
Does it matter the day, really?
Friday, June 21st. That happened already.
Yes, it did. That is a truth fact.
Why? Wait, hold on. Why am I so confused right now?
Brian's developing early onset also.
Okay, no, that didn't happen yet. Okay, here we go. So,
are you stupid?
Timelines.
Friday, I continued my hunt for Lugies and Vracks at CVS's. I found a Lugie. No Vrak.
Look, I don't got either one, so maybe, you know, I need toys. Somebody help me.
I also found a Lightcore Chill at Target. Lightcore Pop Fizz is the only thing I still need. And then I'm all done. I found, the following day... I found Normal Drobot at a Walmart.
Dude, your mom loves me.
On Saturday, I also ordered a Polar Whirlwind from GameStop. So Lightcore Pop Fizz is literally the only Skylander I still need.
Literally? The last one I need.
Literally.
Literally. I forgot about that.
I was out on Saturday. I also got Grimwing Voyager Class from Beast Hunters. He's pretty neat-ish. Twitter told me to not get him, so I got him.
Like, fuck you, Twitter. I do what I want.
Well, I asked Twitter, and I planned on doing the opposite of what Twitter told me.
Sounds like a plan.
Me and Twitter never get along. And so I had, like, three people say, like, oh, he's decent. And then, like, one person said, like, don't get him. I'm like, okay, he's mine. And I really like him. He's really cool.
Oh, I got a balloon.
And I finally picked up a Legacy Megazord. So that's a thing.
I still didn't. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it It's worth it, not worth it at the same time.
It's very confusing.
It is.
Worth it, not worth it. No.
But yeah, I got those, and then was it yesterday? I think I picked up Beast Hunters Deluxe Dreadwing
and get it.
Ratchet. I picked up Ratchet only because he's a Dinobot homage, and that makes me happy. But I
Dinobot.
That's
Maximize.
Oh, I did buy things online. I have a Mandrake order.
It's got 9 LBX.
Oh, do you? What did you get? What did you get? Tell me.
It started because I saw the top mag version of Wild Tiger for 2,500 yen.
You didn't already have that?
No.
You're stupid.
So I was like, well, I should get this. So I got that, and I found a 1,500 yen Super Best K-Touch. So I said, well, I need that to go with my Deca Driver.
So you do.
I grabbed that, and then there was this little tiny Charizard figure that was like a chibi figure, and it was so adorable. So I got that. And then I needed 600 yen to finish out the order. And I'm like,
well,
okay.
Right, because Mandarake rules.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, of course. And so that same store had 3 LBXs that I needed. Kunoichi, Minerva, and Hikayo. And so I was like, well, which one do I get? And so I went and asked Twitter. And actually, I asked
the
TransFan and Gobbles, but...
made him up.
And so they both said that, like, Kunoichi has, like, 5 billion little stickers and is awful, and Hikayo is kind of awful. And so I was like, well, I'll go with Minerva because I want to focus on the double kits.
The underpants.
And then I just sitting there thinking, I was like, well, what if they don't have Minerva? Then I don't have any LBXs. Then I'm sad. So I just decided to get them all. Well, it turns out they had them all. So now I have an order with 3 LBXs, a little tiny Charizard, a K-Touch, and Wild Tiger. So that I'll pay for that in a couple days. Whenever I get paid. Technically, I could order pay for it now. I didn't get paid. Not from YouTube, but...
Venus, my dear.
Not you, YouTube.
So yeah, that was a thing. I still have that... the Icaros 0, Icaros 4, some Minerva Kai set from HLJC in my private warehouse waiting to be shipped
God
to something.
Damn it. I should have ordered that.
Yeah, you're stupid.
Damn it, past me. I hate past me so much. He's the worst.
I hate past you and future
you. What's Icaros ones? The Minerva with purple
If you
pipe.
Wanted it, why didn't you get it?
Because I didn't get it. That's all. It's one of those things where I saw it and I'm like, I'm going to look tomorrow and see if there's anything else I want. And then I completely forgot about it until you were like, it's in my private warehouse. I'm like, fuck, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that happens.
And now we're here. I'm going to think about that clear option.
I'm not gay for your mom anymore.
I still have to finish that challenge.
I'm done.
Oh, okay. I like how we had to finish our weapons. Our weapons? I don't know why I said weapons.
What?
Which we're done. Okay, let's see. What's with mine? Well, currently, the most up-to-date is I'm currently fishing, so that's fun.
Fishing for what? Compliments? You're not getting any from me, buddy.
No, you can't say
every day. Oh.
So, I haven't bought this person because... Well, actually, I did, unless I already told this, but I bought... MMPR shiny version again because I don't know if I own it or not because it may or may not already be in my house, so I bought another one maybe or for the first time so that I could film the review of the Metallic Force figures finally.
Oh my god, I'm gonna kill someone.
Sorry, I had to buy it.
If you give me money I can buy you a set.
I have it.
Not you, Kevin. He's apparently angry because he can't find things.
I thought
you don't even
to
need
buy
to buy him, Kevin.
What?
You don't need to buy those.
Of what?
The Metallic Force toys.
I think he was.
No, I can find the metallic ones.
Oh, okay.
I just don't want them.
Good. You're a good man.
Okay. Anyway, but other than that, that was pretty much all I was looking for. So I haven't really been toy hunting that much because CVS don't exist in this universe. So.
Well, my Walmart has all the Metallic Force figures. I just ignore them.
Let's see. I'm waiting for them to get a Bunpaki in at AmiAmi, so it's currently being stopped. So that's good. So I wanted to be included in the evil laughter. God damn it, someone wants to talk. Let's see. But that's it for purchase wise, I finished The Last of Us today, and that was really, really good. But I am glad that I'm not going to have. What? Okay. Anyway, I am glad that I'm not going to have to look at another clicker for a while. We're bloated for that matter.
Until The Last of Us 2.
Yeah, the streets. Weren't we on the streets in the first game? Yeah, but they're even, like, fungusier now. I am glad I don't have to see those anymore for a bit, but it was a really good game, and I recommend it. But now I can devote my full attention to my lucrative fruit business on Animal Crossing and just, you know, general town shenaniganery. We still haven't had our three-way, so that's on the agenda. But that's pretty much it. Animal Crossing, fun.
Why have we not had our three-way?
Because you don't have Animal Crossing?
That's because I don't want it. Okay. I don't want to be bored. I can be bored on my own without you.
You'd be surprised how much fun you could have. I mean, Toku Joe tried to kill me several times.
That's real life for you. People try to kill you all the time.
And several people watered me. It was very refreshing.
You've been waterboarded? I believe
I think Kevin just doesn't... Kevin's family won't allow this smut in his house.
You have no idea the horrible things you can do in Animal Crossing with Doss Spider. Oh my god, I'm going to kill him!
I have the pink wave shirt. I feel compelled to wear this. But I'm going to wear the MVP shirt because it's my look now. Anyway, I'm done.
Okay, oh my god, I'm going to kill this machine. Close that. I'm going to start completely over now. Alright, I'm trying to get things done on my fancy schmancy, not really that fancy schmancy, but my new house so I can move in.
He had to go through paperwork after Brian claimed he owned it after that elaborate game of Capture the Flag from last week.
I have no idea what's going on because I don't get to sleep anymore.
We were saying you weren't here because you're moving into your house, and then I made up a story about how Brian thought he could own your house if he like squatted in it like Capture the Flag.
Now I'm just picturing Brian inside of my house squatting, and it's really uncomfortable.
He had some LBXs to help.
He made them squat, too?
Attack function.
Squat.
But I did... Alright, now listen to this. Now I ranted about this on Twitter, but for those of you... I mean, you know, no one listens besides Kiefer. But for those of you who didn't see this on Twitter, this is what happened to me. So... I finished with the house thing, so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to pay Oki so I can get my toys, because I want my fucking toys. So I paid Oki, and I got my April and May stuff shipped, and it came, it got here, I was at work, my sister was home, the mailman rings the doorbell, and then he immediately rings it again, and then ran back to his truck. Like, I don't understand, because, like, seriously, she said she got up and walked to the door, he was already, like, putting the box back in his truck. And she then proceeds to tell me that...
Wait, you couldn't yell at him and say, hey, I'm right here?
No, she did. Like, she opens the door, he sees her, and then just gets in his truck and drives off.
Oh. What a fag.
Yeah.
And then apparently, like, they brought it back later in the evening or something. So I got the Oki box, which has a bunch of stuff in it. But I got that, and that had, like... What, keys and rings and batteries and figure arts and books, and I just had a whole bunch of shit in there. I got my last Ronin Warrior. That makes me happy. I mean, it made me even happier if I could review it and review all of them and get those done, but whatever. What else did I? Then I got my Ami Ami box. That happened.
Damn it. When I started fishing, I forgot to say, time for some late night Shukun Shinobi. You know,
I don't get the bit, but that's fine.
I just realized that. That's what night fishing's called, apparently.
It being Shukun Shinobi?
Yep.
Well, what I did was I got a Boonpocky because I got one of the last ones along with Brian. And I got my stuff shipped. I'm trying to think of what I was going to say. Oh, the dude didn't come, right? Well, he came, but then no one was home. So my sister's like, all right, well, I'll go get your stuff. I'm like, okay, cool. So she does this. She goes and gets my stuff. And they did not – so like, oh, hey, he's got you getting his stuff for him now, derp? And you're like, I guess so. Yeah, whatever. And then the dude asks her, like, so has anyone ever told him he needs to grow up? Like – That's lovely. I hate the post office, and I hope they all fucking die. Because seriously, they're douchebags. But I got my Boompaki. I got whatever else was in that box besides Boompaki. I honestly don't know anymore. Candy toy rings and some figures. I just found a secret exit in this ghost house for the first time. Not that I'm playing Mario or anything, because you can't hear coin noises in the background. And you definitely won't hear boo noises later in the podcast. Or now, I guess, because I'm doing the same level. What was I going to say? I got... where did that go?
God damn it, go.
I did stuff at GameStop. I reserved a bunch of games. One time when I went, I was like, hey, can I reserve Game & Wario? And the people at the counter looked at me like as if I had just sprouted a second head. Because I can't make this up. They go, what system is that for? It's like, it's for Wii U. I don't know what that is. They're looking it up and they're trying to look it up. They're trying to tell me it doesn't exist. They've never heard of this game. You can't reserve it. And this was maybe a month ago. So I went back like 2 weeks ago, and I'm talking to the dude I know that I actually know over there that like loves when I walk in because I just give them so much money, Steven. And I'm like, I'm telling him this, and he's just dying laughing at how stupid the other employees are. But I did get it reserved, and he then proceeds to show me. Like, he pulls out, so I was like, dude, you gotta check out this game. I'm like, what is it? He's like,
a penis, and then he showed him.
He took it out and was like, look at this. It was Project Cross Zone.
I played the demo.
I got it. I went back for it and got it. It's pretty fun, actually. I played the first couple of levels. I enjoyed it. So I got that. I got Game & Wario. And I got... I got something else. I don't remember from GameStop, but so that happened, and I'm trying to remember if I did anything else. I've just been getting stuff. Oh, we have a PS3 now. Well, it was somebody else's, but now it's my girlfriend's, and it was free. No, he said she could have it for free. So we're like, okay. So I got her a couple of games for it. PS3. Because he got a new one.
Oh.
So he didn't need the old one.
Oh, is it like the original? Like, biggest one?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one I have.
So, but it was free. So I was like, whatever. So I bought the Kamen Rider game from Ami Ami. Because I was like, I want to play this. That's actually on its way.
Time waster.
I know. And it's got voices from the show and... I like that, so I can't wait for that to come to me. I went and saw Man of Steel. That happened. That was a movie. I think I just know too much about Superman to enjoy that movie as much as I should.
Damn it, Fish.
I don't know if anyone else here saw it.
Damn it,
Tuna.
And then I saw Monsters University on Friday. You want a fun time? Go see that with a 2-year-old. That
sounds like a nightmare.
Actually, it was quite fun.
Has she seen the first one?
Yes, actually, she watched it. We didn't tell her where she was going, and she watched Monsters Inc., or as she calls it, she calls it Monsters Incorporated. That's another thing. I can't make it up because they call it that in the movie. So she says Monsters Incorporated. She watched that 3 times that day before we went to the theater, without like. Anyone saying, hey, maybe you should watch Monsters, Inc. No, she just, like, pulled it out, the movie out, and was like, I want to watch this. And we're like, okay. The other day now, she's saying, I want to go see Mike Wazowski and Sully and get popcorn. I'm like, okay.
Take her to the toy aisle at Target, get her some popcorn. Here's the toys. Here's the popcorn.
So, yeah.
Target smells like popcorn.
Now she wants to go back to the theater. But that was a fun movie. I enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed it more than Superman. Not gonna lie.
I see nothing wrong with that.
I just, you know, I just found things wrong with Man of Steel. There was fun things in it, and the effects were good. I liked the amount of time I spent on Krypton. Just like with all the creatures and stuff, but
damn it, just on Fisk.
I just did not, and I liked Henry Cavill. I did. I just didn't like some of the things they did in it because it just did not feel like Superman.
Are you one of those people that's like, oh my god, it's not like the comic book, it sucks. And he doesn't have his faggot underwear.
It actually had nothing to do with the underwear.
Okay, good.
I mean, I kind of missed the underwear because that's how I'm used to seeing him, but that had nothing to do with like
my problems. It helps me take him just a little bit more seriously. It looks like he forgot what he was doing when he left the house before. Like the episode where Josh put his underwear on outside his jeans when he went to meet Mindy's parents. Except Josh is cooler.
Like, no, there was just things I was like, and I mean, I'm like, why do we have to make Perry White black? Like, first of all, his name is White. I mean, like, that just makes for jokes, but we didn't need to put Lawrence Fishburne in the movie. There was no point in that. Like,
Perry, put some mustard on my wiener.
He probably would put some mustard on your wiener. But there were some other things. I'm like, why does Lois have to know who he is? This isn't, you know, I don't need Dean Cain up in this bitch. Like, and then the ending, the ending pissed me off. Because I'm like, this didn't feel Superman-y.
Superman-y? This sounds like, isn't that the dude that took over Bob the Builder?
Handy Manny?
Oh, okay.
Like, it just didn't feel like Superman. It just, it felt upsetting. It felt like a betrayal.
Because he let that guy with Joseph Gordon-Levitt take over for him at the end? Is that what happened?
Yes. Fucking Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
He took off with Anne Hathaway?
Yeah, look, anyone would take off with Anne Hathaway. I mean, look at her.
The Princess Diaries.
Exactly. You wouldn't take off with the Princess Diaries? No, wait, no, that's right. You're a homo. Never mind.
What?
Awesome's a homo.
Yeah, so is he finished?
I think so. Just waiting, like...
That's what she said.
Don't
I'm
even...
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Well, after a while, it starts to hurt.
Okay. So I've had kind of an interesting week.
Became HD.
Yep.
Sure.
His real voice sucks. I'm just kidding.
I guess I'll start off with some of the boring stuff. I've mostly just been playing Animal Crossing still. We'll talk about that quite a bit later in the podcast.
I lost my hand.
I got a comic book, Saga Volume 2, that I pre-ordered a few months back. That finally got here. I have not read it yet because I'm super behind on all of my comics that I've been that I've had in my queue.
Blame Animal Crossing.
He said queue.
Yep. So
queue earlier this week. Weird.
Earlier this week, I had kind of an eventful Monday.
First, I hate Mondays.
My power completely goes out.
Yeah, that was the power day.
It turns out that a Transformer,
Optimus,
Bumblebee,
had caught on fire and knocked out power for a good chunk of the town.
That is between Bumblebee flailing around and just knocking down power line.
It's funnier when you remember Bumblebee can't talk, so he's just kind of running around on fire.
That's like blue.
Was he blue? What are you?
Who is the white dog? Sorry.
So the power went out at 5 o'clock and didn't come back on until about 1 or 2 in the morning.
Nice.
So during this time,
he was
I get a call from my grandmother.
She always says this.
I'm assuming that she's calling to ask if the power is back on.
To give you cocaine.
Where I live. What she tells me instead is that someone has just driven through her apartment. Which is a very weird call to receive from your grandmother. Hey, someone just drove through my wall. You know? So I go over there and I have to pretty much sneak into the building because there are so many people around and ambulances showing up and cops and they're all like, there's this big crowd of old people because she lives in an old folks home, right? So there's this big crowd of old people gathered outside just, you know, gawking at what's going on. This car is lodged in this building. And so I have to, like, interweave throughout this crowd of elderlies in order to
elderly.
Sneak into the building. And luckily, as I approached the door, one of the women who I guess Great works you. at the home was telling all of the old people to get back inside. And I guess she didn't recognize that I'm not over 50. So I managed to sneak in without being seen. And I managed to get.
What are you, a ninja? You're like a better ninja than Brian.
I managed to get into her apartment to
well, that's
check
because you're a talking
her.
Ninja.
And I took a couple of pictures of the damage and kind of checked stuff out before I was kicked out of the apartment. But yeah, that was an interesting afternoon. It's not often that something like that happens, so.
I'd imagine not, good sir.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. Let's do it again sometime.
Why did they kick you out? Because your grandma lived there. You couldn't even just take pictures or, like, assess
everything?
Yeah,
well, they wanted everyone out of the apartment because there's a lot of smoke. Oh. And...
Where there's smoke, there's fire. That's a good name for a Power Rangers episode.
Had filled the air, and they just they didn't want anybody to breathe any of that stuff.
Spores.
I had to later explain to them that I was related to her, but
I'm from the Daily Bugle. I'm here to get this story.
I did. I managed to go back. And just stand outside of the apartment as they were pulling the car out. And what I thought was funny in kind of a morbid way was that this car was...
The person was black?
No.
They're Asian. Asians can't drive.
Shut the hell up, Kevin. This car, as they were pulling it out, like pulling it out of the wall, he still had his blinker on. And it was, like, you can't, it was his right blinker. You can't turn right into that wall. There's no possible way.
He was really determined. So,
I thought that was kind of funny. Plus, all of the old folks around the building are kind of funny because some of them are insane.
Like, are you talking there?
I know a couple of them were talking about how the guy who was driving the car wasn't that old. And then they're telling me how he's not that old. And then they're like, yeah, he's probably like 70 or so. That's what passes for young around here. Okay.
He's only about 70.
Get them 70-year-olds off my lawn, those young whippersnappers.
Okay, so nudes time?
Nudes? I love nudes, especially of myself.
Okay, so this is a fun story.
I had to murder someone.
Today, Bandai revealed their San Diego Comic-Con exclusives.
You know, speaking of Dawson's reveal, I heard someone on Twitter say use that phrase "reveal" like celebrity or something, and I just wanted to punch them.
Celebrity.
I forgot who it was.
Poor
like,
celebrity.
It was someone famous, and they were like, they said like something revealed, and I'm like, oh god. Sorry, I thought of that. And I went, like, not you too.
Why?
Revealed.
Why? Anyway, so the first one that they showed automatically just sent shit flying into the fucking fan, with a gold version of the Legacy Power Morpher with the dragon and white tiger coins. Everyone flipping a fucking shit. Like, all of a sudden, like, the flags are going up, going, who's going to Comic-Con? Who's going? Who's going? Who's going? I need it. Like,
I'll suck your dick for one.
They're only making, like,
cock meat sandwich.
They're making 1,000, which is more than any else of their exclusives. Which is still isn't that many, given the population of Comic-Con, but...
given that it's Tommy.
It's more than the other two things that we're going to talk about, but... seriously, I've never seen so many people immediately flip a shit before in my life. It was
fantastic. Why people want this? It's not even screen accurate anymore. He uses a silver one. You saw it in Megaforce. This is ridiculous. This is one of those stupid Bandai repaints that they make. It's not even show accurate.
And they put things on the wrong side.
They eventually fixed that.
Oh, did they?
Which kind of makes me think it might be a mock-up. Which I hope, because the coins in there aren't weathered like all the other ones.
Oh, like the ones in the Legacy Morpher. They're like the original.
Very out of place. But so I kind of hope that those change a little bit. But
yeah, I hope I change my pants.
There's no prices for anything yet, but yeah, 1,000 of that, and I loved it. I loved every minute of this. It was hysterical. Like, so many people just wanted to, like, kill themselves immediately.
Brian loves mass suicides.
I do. I don't know about you.
Because Claire knife sales go through the roof.
Like, so many people are, like, automatically going, like, Bandai, you're a bunch of dicks. This is the most popular item in the world, and you're making it a Comic-Con exclusive? How dare you? You don't care about the fans at all. Well, they made it. That's a start. And... two, I agree having it as a Comic-Con exclusive is very stupid in that if it was at retail, they would sell, like, hundreds of the fuckers. But this would have made...
they're making 1,000.
This would have made so much more sense as a Morphicon exclusive next year.
Like, I kind of feel like...
yeah, then we could get it.
Like, Morphicon should get at least something on the level of the Comic-Con exclusive, since it's, like, the Power Rangers convention.
Exactly.
Because at Comic-Con, there's going to be PR fans that are trying to get it, but then, I hate to use Keith Justice terms, but you get all the fucking casuals. And, like, I hate to be one of those people that be like, they don't deserve it, but you almost feel like
you kind of want
first rights to it, because then they're like, oh my god, it's my childhood, I have to have it. It's like, no, I'm going to stab your fucking throat. It's like when someone compliments your PR shirt, like, oh, I love that back in the 90s, I'm like, bitch, step off. I'm going to have to take this shirt off because I'm so embarrassed to wear it now. Thanks.
They don't even understand that
you're legitimately a fan.
We're going to buy one and then sell it on eBay for like $400.
There was something else I wanted to see if I didn't remember what it was.
Not screen accurate.
I
saw JDF was like, I'm going to make sure I get some, guys. Don't worry. I'm like, I'm sure you are. And you're going to auction them off for whoever will suck your dick. And I'm in the front of the line. I have no shame.
Yeah, I don't remember at all. But moving along to the next one that they announced was a metallic repaint of the 4-inch Green Ranger, randomly called Green Dragon Ranger. On this little... it's in the same packaging as the...
Super Legends things are the Megazords, aren't they?
Circle thing? Retrofire, that was what I was looking
for. Yeah.
Show up with words.
During Retrofire. Samurai. Those packages, like the half cylinder packages. And that's getting packed with a tribe coin that works in a Legacy Morpher.
I know, because Because screw us.
I like that tweet that said, when did power coins become a gimmick? That's pretty good.
So, I don't know. They packed them with the movie figures.
I want that specifically for the coin. I honestly don't really care about the figure because I'm sick and tired of those fucking figures.
You know what's really funny? When I saw that, I remembered like a conversation I saw on Twitter when the Shinkenger things were announced, the metallic ones, about how they should do a metallic MMPR set, but make sure it's white, not green, because it makes more sense.
Yeah, I said that.
Oh, okay. And I was thinking, oh, they're doing this to get it out of the way, and then I realized it wasn't a figure. I, like, mixed them up. I'm like, stupid Dawson.
That would have made more sense, but I assume because, you know, the actual figure hasn't been released in America yet, and it just got released in Japan, like, a week ago.
What, your mom?
Sure.
She totally got released in Japan.
I got a release in Japan.
And yeah. So they're making 500 of that one. And then the last one was really random. A 24-karat gold-plated Gosei Morpher.
I like to call it the Gosei Morpher.
With 10 exclusive foil cards. Yeah, there's no paint on it at all. It is just straight up gold-plated. Very blingy. Antonio would flip a ship.
I need me some bling.
There's only 300 of those. So it's the least...
That's because gold's expensive.
So there's two of these exclusive are 24-karat gold-plated, which is kind of ridiculous. But
and all piss me off.
So yeah, on top of that, the Bandai Boost also giving out, there's 7 promo cards that you get by stopping at the booth.
You have to stop 7 times? Like you get one card per visit? Are they just going to randomize them? How does this work?
The cards from Comic-Con are silver foils, same as super rares.
Oh, yeah, they can get sucked off.
No. So 6 of the cards are Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the final card.
Of course they are.
Power Rangers Mega Force. Okay.
Mega Force Power Rangers Mega Force.
I feel like this would have made more sense to give out a pack of promos.
Kind of would.
They make it sound like you only get one promo when you stop by.
That's stupid.
Which makes getting a set really difficult. If they're giving them out as a, like, booster pack of 7 promos, then it's really easy to get a set. You just have people go there and get a bunch of fucking promo cards. But if they give them out individually, you know how hard it's going to be to get a set?
Hard.
Stupid. And then on top of that, you have just to get that, like, stupid Golden Morpher to get their fucking exclusive cards.
Stupid. Then you have to try and get Tommy and the Morpher to get coins, because coins...
I think what they should do for a real cool exclusive would be G's Pimp Phone. That's the real gold power.
That would have been pretty neat, actually.
G's Pimp Phone.
I'm
surprised that they didn't do
Make it
a Shoto phone or something for a Comic-Con exclusive.
Like, just call it, like, Lauren's Morpher.
Yeah, because it wouldn't be, like, a complete selection Samurai Morpher, because they actually didn't fold the 5 core, I mean.
Like, look, with Lauren's Samurizer, Comic-Con exclusive. You mean a Shoto phone. All right. That's cool. You can get in a box that has Kim Crossman's face on it so you can make out with it.
That's gross.
Okay.
All right, maybe that's just me.
Comic-Con exclusive, Lauren's panties.
Yes. That's right. Are they used?
Well, probably.
Awesome.
Otherwise, it just wouldn't be worth the exclusive price.
Exactly.
That being said, anyone going to Comic-Con, give me an email.
Also, if you're going to Comic-Con, get me Lauren's panties.
Okay,
No, seriously.
It wasn't a joke. Even if it's just some chick named Lauren, just go around and ask him, what's your name?
Who's doing this?
The next 2 stories are Kevin's territory.
Oh, cool! Kevin's stories! Alright, so we got scans. It's that time of the month. That's right. You know I'm on the show because we have scans.
As told by a ginger. Sorry.
So first up, we have some wizard scans towards the end of the show now. Basically, we're going to see that he uses rings that... What's his name? Wizard uses. White wizard uses rings. Wizard uses. And we call him things. He has connect.
Four.
And he has bind that he uses to bind things. But it's called chain. We see mage, which has the common ring or something. And she transforms. She gets her own wizard sword gun. White wizard uses connect to summon the Harmel Cane.
Clearly she's not concerned about it disturbing her privacy. Connect, okay.
And
I'll be here all night.
He uses it to beat up on Beast because he realizes he's a shitty character who doesn't do anything. Then we see Siren and Sphinx. They're just showing some fight scenes with Beast Hybrid Flame Dragon. Then we have some movie scans. So we see Sorcerer's Rings, which is the top one here is Sorcerer, so it's his face. It's his transformation ring, right, like all the others. Then he has a common ring, which does different effects. Then he has the Rainbow Tornado of Justice or of Doom or of whatever, which basically takes you to Gay Oz. And that is the Create Ring. So that's the stuff or whatever. Then Final Strike, which is his finisher. See, mages in the movie have access to the Ride Scraper. I wish I could make that name up, but it's the Ride Scraper. It's a broomstick-like vehicle weapon.
Sturdy is skimming the raw.
They also have the Flower Wizard Ring, which I guess gives them flower power and turns them into hippies.
I was thinking like baking.
Then we see some of Sorcerer's attacks.
Sugar.
We see
now.
It says blast magical energy. We see dupe. It's his copy equivalent. We see him looking kind of badass over there. Lightning is his version of the thunder ring, and you can see all of his magical. It's not circles. It's actually he's come out of diamonds. So it's pretty. He also has his own little like thing that comes up that like that's different and makes him unique, and that's pretty cool looking. Reflect is someone to defend. We also are find out that Gonbaride is no more. It will be rising from the ashes as Gonbarising. It'll still use cards, but not much else is known. It probably has to do with Gaimu or something, and I don't even want to think about that. I hope that dude burns in fucking hell.
He hasn't even done anything yet.
I know, but I don't want to give him stupid little bitch, which means he's going to be the best thing ever now. It might be an actual show that we can watch. Then we see a silhouette for something that I haven't seen before, which appears to be Infinity. It's got Infinity's head and all the dragon parts because it wasn't enough to have enough, you know, forms and powers. Wizard has to have more shit.
It wasn't enough to have a form called Infinity. He needed more.
He's like, no, I need double Infinity. And then someone was like, what about Infinity times Infinity? And he was like, holy shit, mind blown.
That's where that commercial comes from. Little exactly. Black girl made it up. Well, she was surprised. She didn't make up shit. She just reacted to other people.
And she had, and she was gay and touched herself during the commercial.
I don't remember that part.
You weren't watching. I have 69 lives, and I am giggling at that like a child.
Everything.
I thought we were gonna maybe discuss.
There's
anyone want
to
talk?
To discuss. I love the name Dupe. my review. And I like the name Common Wizard Ring because.
Common Rider
Common
now?
Rider and Common.
What is a Common Rider? Who knows these days, honestly, Kit? You know?
I'm
honestly,
curious.
Who knows if this white wizard isn't one?
True.
I had something to say and I forgot what it was.
Why is the gay NATO ring create?
Because gays can't create things normally because they have two of the same sex organ.
What?
I don't know.
I get it, but
I don't know where that came from. All I know is fuck Keith Justice.
Seems related.
Nice save.
No, what I wanted to say was I really hope that I really wish that the Dupreme would have just been called Double Team. And then I could have been like, huh, it's a reference, and then we could have all had a good laugh about references. Okay. I'm sorry, I wish that was more funny than it was, but it wasn't. it was like one of Dawson's jokes. You think it's funny when you say it, and then you get no response, and it turns out this joke is terrible, and no one likes it.
Welcome to my life.
All right, so next up is...
It's Roy, look out!
Cure Uger scans, folks. Something we can all get behind.
Lives on Sesame Street, dumbass. Sorry.
I wish I knew what was wrong with your dumbass.
It's not. It's Kevin's.
Alright, so we got scans of Cure You fucking Violet and Plezuo.
They're clearly going for Deck Rangers Recod.
Like, I don't even understand what that dude's problem is. I wish he would just die. I swear to God, I wish that whole site would die.
Deckeranger was 10. Deckeranger's going to have 11. They already beat it. Assuming they met record.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anyway. But no, what were we saying?
Scans.
So we see Kyoryu Violet. The first scan shows him, and he has a Gabu revolver. That's right. And he is not a spirit. He's alive. And he's alive. He has a Gabu revolver and a Gabura caliber. He traveled into space to go find get help. He went to go get help from Captain Nesmith. Nesbitt, or whatever the fuck his name was.
This is Nesbitt.
It's like 4 in the morning and I'm asleep right now, so I don't know what his name is. All I know is, insert Galaxy Quest reference here. But he went to go figure out the origins of the Both, and he is played by the series narrator, and that's a thing. Apparently he is a genius professor who invented... and is an expert in the Gabu revolver and the Juden arms. He's assisted by his granddaughter, Yayoi, who probably loves tentacles, I'm assuming. So he's got, we see the Plesson battery. He's so purple, and it's making me so happy.
He's like more purple than Geki Violet ever was. He's like super purple.
I love his suit. I can't help it. We see him fighting para monsters, and there's a clip of his crotch. And then we see Plesson and Plesuo, which is just as beautiful. I mean, look at that. That's so pretty. It's got three modes, a Juden Ryu mode, a rocket mode, and the mech mode. In spaceship mode, Plesson is stored in the Plesson lab. Plesuo can fight in space in his arm with the Plesu cannon on his right arm and can rocket punch with his left. Then it says here, we see different things. He can fight in the air, space, and I guess in the sea. That's cool. He combined with Gabutira and Bunpaki, to make Bakuret's Kyoryugen, which has the Plezu cannon and then Bunpaki's flail. We then just see more, fight scenes with him. We'll see the initial revival of Deboth, which is over here. And Kyoryu Red's going to use Dino Skranda! Now we have pictures from the movie. We see Death Ryuger here, a warrior from 100 million years ago who wants to use music to gain control of Toba Spino, because it's a reference to Tommy. And it shows Spino Dio and Death Ryuger's pose. He is assisted in his machinations by Zora Demons and Cambestians, as well as the Dino Girls, Nye and Mare. Oh, wait, no, that's not their names. They are Arshi and Lemunia.
Made that up.
Apparently, the Japanese names come from the Japanese words for chest and legs,
which make me very happy. as you can imagine. We then see, like, this
black... You like as much as you like men's butts?
Yes. We see this black and navy Topospino battery. We see Topospino up close.
T.
It's the 00 Judenji. He deboths in. He can do a forced combination with Ankinon and Bunpaki to make Spino Dio.
That sounds wrong. Forced combination.
Just abducts him.
Sounds like a technical term for rape. Rape her? No, it's a forced combination.
There's also an orange, or whatever. There's another orange, orange? Battery.
Yeah, there's a normal one, this black one, and then there's a Deboss one that's orange and navy.
Yeah, there's like three versions of the Topospino battery. That's cool. Then we have a special DVD that's coming out in September in the Teletubby magazine. It'll feature a Ghost Nosan, a powered-up version of the Xander Thunder, Cyan and Gray, and a version of Armed On using the Plezon battery, which gives you Forze's rocket module painted purple. So that's a thing.
It's got a dinosaur mouth on it. Automatically makes it cooler.
Uchi has a Gabu revolver for whatever reason. And then we get the teaser for Kyoyured Carnival, because we're going to Rio. So that's cool. No, we're not going to go see the bird. We're just going to Carnival. So I am very, very, very excited about all of this. Because I just love Kyoryuger. And Kyoryu Violet is awesome. I can't wait to get me the Loch Ness Monster mecha. It's just got me all hot and bothered by Brian. What do you think, Brian?
Back to you, Brian.
The suit is fantastic. It doesn't have as much flair as Cyan and Gray do, because you can't really do too much with a Plesiosaur's head. But it's so purple. I love it.
I know.
So, he's fantastic in that regard, because I love me some Purple Rangers. As far as Plezon goes, I liked it to begin with, but seeing the actual suit, I really, really dig the design. Very, very cool. I'm still kind of meh on Bakuretsu Kyoryugen. It's just kind of there. Gabutira has to stand on these giant, like, rocket things. He basically gets, like, rocket skates or something, which I think
space
is kind of crazy. And I don't understand where Bunpaki came from, like, why they picked him, other than the fact that he's new. But... Maybe his flail's supposed to look like a bomb. I don't know.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. But those are all really cool. I'm still kind of half and half on Death Reader's design. It still confuses me. Like, I look at him like, oh, he's navy, and he's got red arms. I'm like, oh, shit, he's red, too. What in the fuck? But it's neat in that regard, I think, but it's kind of weird to me. I don't know why.
A little gaudy.
Yeah, it's like they... The shades don't mesh well. If the red was darker, I think it'd probably work well. But the red's very bright, while the navy is a little bit on the darker side. So you got this weird clash of shades that looks kind of weird. But Spine Dio, or whatever his name was.
Spino Dio.
He's really cool.
I guess.
His design looks neat. And... Hot chicks, banneries.
Hot chicks.
I want to know how to get boobies. All these Topospino banneries. Like, I could understand one being a first release bonus, but what about the other one?
Second release bonus.
One comes with them, one would be a first release bonus. I guess the other one's, like, stuck in some sort of...
It's like those achievements that when you pick a difficulty level. If you get the first release, you get both bonuses. If you get the second release, you just get the second release. It's like when you beat a game on normal or hard and you get all the subsequent ones.
Okay.
See, it's simple. I explain it.
Okay, thank you. And I would be more excited for Kyoryuger Carnival if we hadn't seen it already.
Makes sense.
But I'd be more excited for it if I wasn't beautiful like my penis.
Okay, that makes sense. That's totally related. But
yeah, everything about Violet's really cool.
I think that they need to shelve all plans for the other four Kyuger figures right now and just do the Spirit Ranger ones, because I really want figures for him, even though he's not a Spirit. I'm still going to call him Spirit Ranger, but like, I know we'll get figure arts of it, because we got figure arts for everything, but I really hope we get them. I kind of want vinyls for them, too, just to complete my little vinyl collection.
I definitely want vinyls for these guys.
I still like, think they're going to do a premium set.
God damn it. That's going to be the first time I've bought exclusive vinyls. It's going to happen. That's going to be one of those, this is my life moments.
Yes, but the difference here is no one likes your life.
Well, yeah, but nobody likes this show because they don't have enough girls. I mean, it's clearly a sausage fest, but clearly they don't know that's kind of party.
I'm sorry, I saw somebody said on Twitter, and I have to agree. You look at the ending and look at all the
dumbass little kids trying to dance. What a bunch of idiots. Don't even try if you're not five yet. Just sit down.
But like, look how many of them are girls. Clearly they're not affected by the fact that there's only one chick in the show.
That happens almost a lot, actually. I mean, a lot of the ones that some people mentally think there's two girls, there was only one. Power Rangers changed it, so it's more often than not that happens a lot.
Like, it's us here that is the ones going, oh my god, there's only, you know, there's only one girl. Like, that needs to change. It needs to be two girls. No one else seems to care.
I feel like the majority of it is people pretending to care because they think it's a cool thing to do. I feel like there's only people that genuinely are concerned about it, which if you're genuinely concerned about that, I think it's kind of funny.
I don't know if it's that they genuinely are concerned or they just don't want to incur Lady Coconut's wrath.
Probably both.
They just want her to shut up so they agree with her. Because of how much of a horrible person she is.
I haven't even thought about her in forever. She's probably mad at Kyuger because they're robots.
Anything on HJU in forever. So.
I haven't been to HJU in a long time.
I avoid that site like the plague because I probably will get the plague if I go there.
I can't spell.
Oh, that you'll laugh at.
Yeah.
Ersol only gives out the laughs for special occasions.
Like when I take my pants off?
Clearly.
Yeah, because it's so small, he just has to laugh.
That was a good, like, maniacal laugh.
Barely. See, now that you get to hear my real voice, you get to hear all of my...
As opposed to what? What, your fake voice? What?
I guess he's not here often enough to notice.
They were freaking out because...
freaking out. Don't dramatize it.
You guys were like, who are you? And your voice is funny now.
Dramatization.
You're actually hearing more of my real voice.
I'm pretty sure you other sound voice. The same.
Oh. Thank you. I don't, but thank you.
It just took me by surprise yesterday.
I hear a physical difference in it, but I'm pretty sure it's the same voice I've been hearing for years.
How do you know he wasn't murdered and replaced by better aerosol?
Because I don't have that kind of good luck.
Okay. Now it's time for
ramble, ramble, ramble time.
No.
But it's really time for...
You know what I just thought of? Brian didn't make a jingle for the news.
Damn it, Brian. Work on that for next week.
You're supposed to say anything.
Too late.
A jingle for the news? Like,
now I've been outed. Like,
it was commissioned last week by the department of us.
Oh. Yeah, Brian.
Not going to involve moaning at all.
Yeah, Brian, too. No, I don't think I included that portion of it.
God damn it, Brian. Now you're going to not include this portion, so the world may never know.
What?
The world may never know.
I wasn't editing anything. I meant the moaning portion.
Oh.
Like that wasn't part of my prototype jingle. The proto jingle.
Pringles. Sounds delicious.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
That's what she said.
I took that as a mission accomplished and did just that.
Pop? Oh, God.
Okay, now it's time for... Pop, pop!
Hero time.
Sorry.
I forgot I had to say something. I'm sorry.
It's been a while.
Wizard, please. There's no summary. Is there a Keeper Ranger to do?
No, we did both last week.
They doubled up.
Yeah, so I don't have to say it.
Okay.
That is correct.
He makes a statement saying he doesn't have to say it.
No, I just wanted people to be clear on understanding why I wasn't saying it, because I normally say it when I'm here, but I didn't say it. And I didn't want them to think like, oh, he forgot about a Keeper Ranger. What the hell is wrong with Jetty Man's? Is he just not getting enough sexing up from Zeron Zephyr? And that answer is no. Are we doing this normal this time? Because last time I was here, we didn't do it normal.
Yeah, we're doing it normal.
Okay, I didn't know. I know that's why I didn't start. I didn't know what to do. Okay, so we're on episode, I don't know.
This one.
17? 18? What
it's
number
17.
Is it? 17? Mm-hmm. Okay, so
it's
Gray 18. Is here.
Damn it.
18. We're on 18.
Shouldn't have committed so hard.
That's what she said. Mm-hmm. We're on 18, I guess, according to Shuki. He knows better than Dawson. I should have never listened to Dawson.
I can't count. What comes next, 15? No, that's before 6. Or is it after? I don't know.
So Red's off the team. Gray's like, fuck you, bitch. I want Uchi to lead. So
look at his shoes. They're fabulous.
So that's happening. They heal the monster back at the monster base, and they give him like these two things on his arm, which you find out later are like a baseball pitching machine on his arm, which is kind of cool, I guess. So he can really toss his balls around. And they're like, I can feel Dead Boss. And they start touching themselves. Like, I can feel him. I can feel him inside me. And I'm like, oh, God, what is going on here? That's creepy. Meanwhile, Daigo's all mad. He's not in his hospital bed anymore, and he's all mad at Gray. And Torrin's like, well, you know, it's you need to not be mad at him. He's kind of been going through some stuff.
Like dying.
And, like dying. He was the first Kyoryuger to use a battery to transform. So that's cool, I guess. And so that's a thing. And what else? And so then Gray's like, you know what? Just fuck it, Torrin. Just leave it alone. Don't worry about it. This guy's a douche. I'm like, okay, whatever. So they go, and he's like, I'm going to go to the Twilight Forest so that I can have, you know, hot sexy time with sparkly vampires and werewolves and things with chicks who have no emotion.
Troy? Sorry, I couldn't resist. Even.
I said chicks?
I guess that.
He's a girl?
Never mind.
I thought this whole time that he was just asexual and reproduced by budding.
I could see that.
There we go. I got a weird science joke there. That was just weird. I don't know where that came from.
I hate science.
I believe that. I honestly don't remember what happened in the episode. Let's see. He went to the forest and he keeps seeing things and he's all like, I don't know what to do. And then Gray punches him, but it's an illusion of Gray, and he runs into like this hippie fisherman who's like, man, you gotta think of the risks, man. And he's like, alright, stop smoking pot, you fucking hippie. So he's like, I know what to do. I gotta go be a cool guy. And he thinks about it and he realizes that what he's most scared of is losing his cool friends. In the meantime, they've come to find him, and Uchi's going to go fight the monster. That doesn't go so well for him, because he gets beat up by not only the monster, but Dogold. He's like, ha, I'm going to take your body, bitch. Ha ha, it's mine now. And so he's like tied up, and they're going to like burn him at the stake or something, like he's goddamn Joan of Arc. And so that's the thing. And Daigo runs into his friends. He's like, I miss you guys so much. Even your bad jokes, old man. And so
why does he sound like a grandmother?
I don't know. Torrin shows up and is like, you gotta go help Uchi. He's about to get ass raped. And like, oh shit, Uchi. So they go to help Uchi, and they free him right as he's about to die. And that's cool. Right before that, Red punches Gray in the head and somehow cracks his helmet, and he's like, I think Bunpaki accepts you. And like, oh, whatever. So they go help Uchi. They all transform, and they fight. Uchi beats the hell out of Dogold again. They beat up the monster, even though he threw his balls at them a lot. Like, he was just throwing his balls everywhere. Lucky comes in and just, like, pours sperm water on him, and he grows big.
Spencer.
They form Kyoryugen Macho, and that doesn't really do any good. And then the fisherman guy comes in and is like, you need to do cool guy things. And they're like, dude, get out of here. He's like, no, I'm fine. And it reveals himself that he is, in fact, Boken Silver. And then he Spirit Ranger fires into Kyoryu Gray, and is like, here, take Boompaki's battery. And he's like, okay. So they summon Boompaki, who comes in. They combine it with Ankidan to make Kyoryugen Kung Fu. There was a Ramirez cameo right there. He's like, oh, I'm like, oh, sweet, Cyan. Ramirez, you're back. And that was fun. So they use that to beat up the monster and kill him. They're all excited. It turns out Gray is like up and left after giving them the battery. Like, we're doing great, guys. We got another one added to the team. Gray goes back to his waterfall where Cyan's waiting, and he's all like, I'm Ramirez and I'm awesome. Oh yeah, we got two guys left to find. And he's like, yeah, Plezon should be back in any minute now, which is good because he's in three episodes, so he better be back soon to record. But Bruggy guys is going to be tough. We're going to have to work on that. So they leave together to be like a buddy cop movie to go find him. And then it ends.
I want to see like a web series based around the adventures of Ramirez and Tessai trying to find Brigigas. I think it would be like, fantastic.
I'm just loving this. I love Gray. I really love Ramirez.
I said this while I was watching it, but every time Ramirez speaks, I just get filled with joy.
I like how his first appearance on screen again just Arizona just went, God damn it, Ramirez.
like,
it was kind of like the perfect reaction.
You can't hate him.
No, you can't. And he's just so much fun. And I just love when he comes in. I know something fun's about to happen.
I know I'm going to smile.
Yeah, I know that I love being around myself when Ramirez is here. But it's really fun. I loved it. I like Boompaki. Kyoryugen Kung Fu's cool, I guess.
I like his little jingle thing.
Javelin. Sorry.
I like how fucking Daigo is flipping the shit about Kung Fu. He's like, oh my god, it is Kung Fu.
Guys, I know Kung Fu.
Guys, I'm the new Kung Fu Ranger.
Now
I had a baby.
Guys, it's the new member of the Blue Crew. He's wearing a tiny wristband. No? Anyway.
Was he?
No, the joke.
Oh, I thought maybe he was and I missed it.
Made my joke funny, thank you.
And that takes effort.
As the episode, I thought it was a fairly solid episode. I did enjoy it. I still thought that the whole Daigo didn't deserve to be leader thing was kind of silly. In particular, that it just seemed like a resolve to... He wanted him to acknowledge that he was afraid of losing his friends, so he had something to fight for, which I really didn't think was in question. It just, I don't know.
Well, I'm kind of okay with it. Like Daigo said in this episode, the idea of losing his friends was something he had been pushing to the back of his mind ever since he started becoming a Kyoryuger.
Like he didn't want to think of the consequences of the battle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't think about it that way.
Oh, God, I'm touching it inappropriately.
I didn't think about it that way either.
Speaking of like the consequences, it's never outright stated, but I love that they actually imply that Tessai has lost his family, because Torin goes off on this little speech about how Tessai knows better than anyone what it means to lose people. To lose comrades and family and his country. So it's not, you know, it's kind of left to question whether or not any of that's like any of that actually happened, but I like the implication that this is a Kyoru Yujiro who not only lost his life very early, just like Ramirez, but possibly lost his family in a process as well.
Let's be honest, who needs that?
A lot of people.
Sure, if you're not cool.
Most human beings.
I didn't even think about that. That's why we have Aerosol here. He thinks about that stuff. I wasn't even paying attention to that part. I was just like, he cracked his helmet, bro. Dude, look, it's Ramirez. That was me.
God damn it, Ramirez.
It was like the perfect reaction. Like, after he speaks. Because he's like, oh, Mr. Gray! But yeah, that is some interesting stuff that they do with that. I didn't even catch that. And just showing this, speaking of the stakes, it just kind of does show the stakes in general that both of them died in battle. It's not like one of those, oh, they hung up their helmets and lived to sell prunes or whatever. They, like, died. Except for this new guy coming up, but...
Yeah. He's retiring or something.
I kind of don't mind that.
Violet, he's retiring?
Probably, like, didn't die.
No, I don't mind that either.
Yeah, no.
Because it's nice to see...
Some people don't die.
...kind of different outcomes to being a Kyoru Yujiro.
Not everyone has to die.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
I mean, I'm sure there was a Kyoru Violet that died at some point, but...
If I have anything to say about it, they have to die.
I don't know how, like, the whole
Kyoru
Yujiro thing works exactly.
Maybe Kyoru Yujiro will end... Oh, sorry. Sorry, go ahead. Or not.
No, I just got a really weird comment on YouTube. And
oh.
What is it? Is it Play With Me?
It's on...
YouTube.
Dot Phaser. And it's this guy said, rubbish LBX. LBX Odin is much great.
Oh my god.
Dot Phaser is awesome. Shut up.
Phaser is awesome.
It's not as awesome as, like, other things that are more
Odin!
Awesome,
anyway. You want to finish your thought before I...
My thought?
Did you have one? Or
did I have a thought?
I don't remember now.
You never have thoughts.
Distracted me. Anyway, I was just going to say, you're talking about the spirits. I was thinking maybe Kyoru Yujiro is going to end like Die Ranger, and we'll just see them in the future. Like, either really old Kyoru Yujiro, or we'll see, like, the spirits of these current ones and, like, crazy new Dino Rangers. That'd be kind of funny.
Yeah,
all died tragically. No, it would be funnier if they came back as Spirit Rangers, but they all died at old age. I don't know. I'm just trying to make it a Die Ranger as possible.
You don't want to be like the ending of Die Ranger ever.
That's true. Then everyone would turn into mud. No one really existed. Actually, everything was made out of mud. No one was really alive.
Okay, then.
Spoiler alert. Anyway, yeah. Kyoru Yujiro is awesome. So I enjoyed it.
Yay.
Anything else? I don't think anything else happened to mention. No. Whizzles?
Whizzles.
Whizzles and then bed. Okay. So we sort of pick up where we left off last week with White Wizard revealing himself. And we have Antique Guy basically telling Haruto about how a year ago that guy came to him to commission the Wizard Rings. So Haruto and Rinko are like, you know, we should go see Fojo about this stuff. So, like, all right, let's do that. Meanwhile, Shunpei is off showing his new bike to Nito. He's like, check out this bling bling. And then they hear screaming, so Nito just takes it into battle. And he just, you know, comes in with that battle cry. Ching, ching. Funny. Anyway, so he fights off the phantoms, what are they called, ghouls, and with his bike tricks, even transformed, and this kid's, like, all mesmerized by him and his riding skills, and he wants him to teach him how to ride so he can ride a chick. And so they're doing a training montage while Haruto and Rinko are at Fojo's, and they're looking at a list of sex offenders to find White Wizard, and when that doesn't work, they use how to create your own sex offender, and they manage to find him. So that works out. So the kid
how to create a sex offender?
Yeah. It was just create your own sex offender, but I put how to in front of it. It wasn't even written. But anyway.
I create my own sex offender all the time.
To use the program and then you can use it.
Okay.
So then the kid learns bike skills and he wants to show it off to the girl. He's like, look, it's safe now. and then he rams his bike into her. If you know what I mean. No, there was actually the Phantom using wind stuff, and he threw the bike into the girl because he thought it'd be funny. So Beast is fighting off the Phantom, and he's going into despair, and Haruto's trying to get there, but he stopped by Medusa, who tries to just throw him over a bridge. But then her sister, whose name escapes me.
Mayu.
Yeah, that. Let's go with it. shows up, and she transforms into Mage, and then it ends. So this episode, it was okay. I didn't really hate it or anything. I wasn't really too fond of the whole bike story. It just seemed kind of... I mean, it was typical kind of, you know, Gate of the Week type deal.
But it was Splatteru.
It just... I always get really annoyed when we have all these... I don't know. Because we... In Togo in general, you get all those, like, side characters that come in for filler. But I hate those stupid, like, oh, this is their backstory. It's like, I really don't care about them, especially with 10 episodes left. But it was, it is nice to get things moving a little bit.
But he's Wataru.
White Wizard, don't care, he's not really. And then, what's her name showed up. And even though the mage suit is going to be used by, like, everybody, I am glad that at least she got to transform. And, like, they didn't do something weird where she came back and she used magic without transforming or took some sort of, like, Claire form or something. I don't know. I'm just glad that she at least got something and they followed through on it. So, yeah, that was nice.
That mage costume is... It's horrendous.
Yeah, it's kind of
really bad.
It looks like they didn't finish building it yet.
Yeah. It looks cheap.
It doesn't really fit Mayu because the suit itself is so designed to be like kind of like soldierish.
Yeah,
because that's kind of its role in the film.
It's like a wizard Ryo trooper. Ryo trooper.
That it just doesn't fit.
Trooper transform. Sorry. Mayu.
Like
thanks, Quipke.
If they would have recolored it or something, I think it would have worked a little bit better. Plus, I think that helmet's so gaudy to begin with. I hate that helmet, but I don't know. It just doesn't work.
She doesn't have any, like, there's nothing unique about it for her either. Like, it's the same suit that everyone else has that is whoring it out.
But no one else has it yet.
No.
She gets a wizard sword gun.
So does your mom, but that doesn't make it okay.
She has a wizard sword gun? Why?
It was in the skeins. Oh. You know them if you had the skeins in front of you on your paper magazine on your desk.
Damn it! It was years ago. And we still give Brian shit about definitely not X.
Yeah. He has never let that one go.
It's pretty funny, though.
I can't help it if I can't see the fact that he's got an X on his chest, okay?
And his head.
Shut up.
And his penis. He got an X tattoo. Anyway. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, wizard.
Your mom.
Suit. How's ugly.
So, when that bike hit the girl in the head... I about died laughing.
I did laugh. I felt kind of bad about it, knowing that she was unconscious, but I didn't really care after the fact and just kept laughing.
Yeah. I didn't feel bad at all. yeah, it was... That was kind of a funny scene, just the way it was edited and
it's just like
the fact that...
It slowly descends from the sun, and she's like,
It's just kind of generally funny that he brought her out there to show her that he's safe on a bike, and then he flings the bike into her. Like, it's worse than the first time. why, like, to pick, like, that you learned how to ride a bike, why would you pick, like, this crazy, like, off-road course with, like, trees and, like, anything could go wrong even without a Phantom?
Fact that this chick had a bike fall on her from way, way up in the air, and the only injury she gets is a tiny scrape on her forehead, and she's unconscious.
That kid was stupid when he was little. He really deserved to get hit by that car. That sounds funny. But, like, he stopped. He had plenty of time to get out of the way. and like it was her fault that the little kid stole the bike and just basically sat in the middle of the street and waited to get hit.
Like, I never understand that either. Why do they stop? Like, they stop, huh? Look over, see a truck coming. Move!
I mean, I've never been in that situation, so...
It reminds me of the Awesome Powers bit.
You might actually freeze up, but...
Where they're about to run over that guy, and they're like, watch out! And he's like, no! Out of the way! Look out! And he's just screaming until they finally run over him.
Like, he's like, you're on a bike, dude. Just jump off the bike, in fact.
I would like to think my first reaction while looking to my right and seeing a car would be to get the fuck out of the way. But I won't know until I have that experience in my life.
I think Brian's planning on it. Like, well, one day, hopefully.
One day I'll get hit by a bus. One day.
And I'll be driving that bus.
Oh, Lord.
I can count on you, Kevin.
Look out for Morphicon 4. We're going to be waiting for the rental car, and Kevin's going to reveal he rented a bus to run you over with.
Where's Kevin? I don't know. He said he was driving here this time.
Can we just hear, burr? What are we talking about? What was your discussion?
As for the episode itself, I didn't really care too much about what was going on.
I'm at the point where I don't really care about anything Wizard does.
I don't know. It doesn't feel like the kind of episode we should be having right now.
Yeah.
Especially with the whole Mayu and Medusa conflict being
Mayu, Medusa.
Tacked on to this filler arc. This just feels kind
of
weird.
This whole last series of episodes felt very strange because you have this fillery shit going on, and amongst White Wizard finally revealing himself and her coming back as a wizard, and it's like those should be their own event episodes where everything's all epic and things are revealed. But instead, it's like pushed into this random filler. Meanwhile, Beast still can't get his own story. He's just running around helping the hopeless.
Like, every time you feel like he's going to get some sort of focus episode, it's just an episode of him helping someone.
I just would like, even if it's not necessarily on Nito himself, I'd like to learn a little bit more about the Beast powers, because there's some interesting stuff to be had there. I get a feeling it's just going to be a throwaway line in the last batch about, oh, his powers come from old. Hell, it might not even be that. It might even say nothing. But it's like, there's potential.
Maybe they'll be in the fight with him and White Wizard, because I think they're supposed to fight. Maybe they'll come out there and it'll be something that White Wizard says.
I hope so.
In one line, and it's done.
Maybe he's like, I hate your old and busted ass with your stupid mana-eating ways.
I'm the new hotness.
Totally. But, I don't know, it's just so much potential there. It just really annoys me.
Yeah.
Especially since a lot of the time, the secondary writers, a lot of the time the whole show was their story. And now, nope.
I think, Even the Mayu thing has potential, and I hope it turns out well. Right now, we're just kind of sitting or teetering on the precipice of this arc. So we only know the beginning and how it starts, but we're just finally getting into the bulk of the action.
Well, you know, since Dawson said something, it made me think of something. A lot of times, the thing, it becomes like the story of the second writer, and they're like, who the hell's story is this then that we're watching? For 40 episodes.
Haruto? Maybe?
Not really.
The antique guy, I knew it. Not Fojo.
Now I'm confused and slightly disturbed.
Donut shop guy?
Who?
Whose story are we watching?
It's building up to the
Koyomi?
The Sabbath.
So it's Wiseman's story, really. He's the star of the show.
Kinda. It's not necessarily... It's kind of everyone's story in a way.
Except for Nito's.
Not really.
It's never his story.
It's not necessarily any one specific person. It's just kind of this... these events leading up to the Sabbath. I guess you could argue that it's Haruto's in a way, but he gets focused, but he doesn't get a whole lot of development, and not a lot of it's devoted to him as a character.
This show has a lot of like individual storylines that aren't really going anywhere.
It just seems so weird with like the characters, because like sort of in the earlier days, or at least like before, like Kiva and before, a lot of the times the secondary writer would get a huge amount of focus. Where like, especially in series like Deno, you could argue that a lot of the story was based on the secondary writer, and then like the last few years, it was mainly about the first writer. But the secondary writer had their arc up until that certain point, and they disappeared. And I remember we talked about fearing that would happen to Beast, like it did with Axel and Meteor and whatnot. But he didn't get that. He didn't get anything.
He never had his chance.
Like, I wish he had gotten his story that petered out now. At least we would have gotten the story. He never even started petering.
I was thinking about this earlier, and because I find myself more invested in the conflict between Mayu and Medusa than I am pretty much anything else.
I agree completely.
And I think part of that is because they have kind of waited with Mayu. Like, they didn't introduce the fact that she has the potential to be a wizard and then keep her around doing nothing for several episodes. Whereas with Beast, they brought him in, they introduced this kind of interesting aspect to him, and then they just keep him there. Like, they're just keeping him around, and he has nothing to do.
He's just there to eat ghouls, basically.
Yeah.
He doesn't do it. He eats the occasional phantom when Wizard's off having to do actual things.
With Mayu, at least you have you can have this assumption that, you know, she's off learning about these powers and how to handle it. But with Beast, you know exactly what he's doing. He's just sitting around in a tent eating mayonnaise. You know, he's stealing Backpack Lad's bike and teaching a kid how to ride a bike. You know, by for some reason teaching him how to meditate, because that's going to bikes.
Playing lottery is one of those scratch ones.
That's right. I don't know, man. The whole bike thing was stupid. Beast doesn't do anything. Except pour mayonnaise down his throat. That's
and then, like, the preview, Mayu is, like, trying to recruit not Wataru as a wizard. It's like, you can be a wizard. Want to be a wizard?
Wataru, not Wataru. Yeah.
I thought it would have been funny if he was the very first person we've seen turn into a phantom. Like, it's just a kid. That'd be kind of funny.
Because judging by the preview, it looks like he's going to almost become a phantom like Mayu did and then reject it.
He had tentacles coming out of him.
And then I'll be like, oh, you can be a phantom. Or not phantom, fuck. Be a mage. Wizard. Let's go make you a mage, too. And then, like, everyone will be mages, just like the movie. And then the movie won't be special. Even though the movie will probably be awful.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
They should have kept Wizard as... Oh my god, the Maidum subs out on J-Fusion. I have to watch that. Anyway, they should have kept Wizard as just Flame, and then if they wanted to make a bunch of wizards at the end of the series, just made them all the different elements. Then everyone would have their own dragon, and then it would have made Wizard seem less broken. He's practically got an Omnitrix going on right now.
Oh my gosh.
Favorite form is feedback style.
Feedback.
Praise.
Well, I guess. Kevin, I guess it's time for you to go get that snack. Remember? You just say you're going to go get the food.
Alright. I got some food to go get, guys. I think it's in my pants.
Gallo. Corner. Stuff happened.
Yeah,
that's it.
Quite a bit of stuff happened this week.
Yeah, it was one of those episodes where I was enjoying it because things happened.
Brilliant.
It was definitely a lot more enjoyable than the past few weeks have been.
Things happened.
Hey. They certainly did.
He's not wanted for murder anymore. He's now murdered instead. So, I don't know how that fixed anything, really, but...
Basically, what happened this week was that we saw a lot of Ryuga kind of still reeling from the whole I'm a serial killer thing, or people think I'm a serial killer thing.
There you go.
And aside from that, we saw mostly just Leanne keeping tabs, I guess, on that creepy backwards-forwards doll horror thing that we saw a few weeks back, the TV anchor.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, if this is what Leanne did more often, I'd really like her a lot more.
Because she really did nothing until, like, this point, where she actually basically did an entire mission on her own.
Yeah. She proved herself very useful in this episode. I was kind of impressed.
Couldn't shoot for shit, but she was helpful at least.
Yeah, she's not a very good shot.
Which is funny, because in like all the previous episodes, like she was like an ace sharpshooter. And now all of a sudden she couldn't hit shit because she was versing a stronger horror. A stronger horde that was easily framed. Like, I'm looking at this crap going, they're totally setting her up. But nope, she bought into it.
I was, I actually kind of dug what they were doing, though. Because it kind of doesn't feel very Garo-like.
It doesn't.
Which I kind of like. Especially given how we've stated previously that the tone of this series is kind of different. The knights are no longer this sort of almighty order of honorable knights. They're sort of this ragtag band of soldiers that are just trying to get by. So I like the difference in how they act. You know, they're not so much stoic as they are a little more crafty now. And I think this episode in particular really fit the tone of this series. Like, it really captured the kind of tone that this series has been trying for really well.
I humbly agree. Like, I don't really have too much more to add in that aspect since he kind of covered it all, but no, I completely agree. And it makes it more interesting that it does feel so different. Because, I mean, after two seasons of the previous series, it's nice to have a fresh change of pace that... doesn't leave you too bored. I mean, we did have some very boring episodes, but that kind of always happens with shows, so it's not really that huge of a deal. But it's a nice, fresh take on the franchise, and I like that about the show, I think. A lot of people gave it up. Like, I was looking at some forums and Facebook comments and stuff, which is an awful idea. Never do that. A lot of people were giving up on it because they didn't like Ryuga because he wasn't Koga.
Huh. I kind of like Ryuga. I like that he's different from Koga.
Me too,
he really needed to be.
I was tired of poison gym leaders.
That's why we got Jian instead.
Yep.
Yeah, that's her name, right? Yep. We'll go with that.
Was it Jasmine?
No, Jasmine's the steel bitch.
Oh, okay. Steel bitch.
But yeah, I like the way it wasn't a very elaborate plan, but I like the way it was set up, and I like that the heroes kind of finally got that little one up over the bad guys, over this villain group that the horrors really are really kind of dominating. You know, they're in control of the entire city.
We found out there's a lot of them.
Yeah, there is. So it felt like their first real strike back against.
Yeah, kind of their first real. Their first real victory, kind of.
Which they needed after that butt kicking that one old dude gave them.
Oh yeah,
a few episodes back, they were definitely a lot more down on their luck, especially with the whole serial killer thing.
Oh yeah,
lingering over all of them
because he essentially couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
A really long silence.
I'm sorry.
We finally saw the creation of their new horror detector thing.
Horror detector?
I don't know what to call it.
It's called your eyes. So I look at them and go, whore.
It's called Don's Elf.
Which, that was the entire reason why Leon was keeping an eye on the anchor woman, because they need a live sample, which they managed to get after they cut off her tongue.
Yeah.
So, and that's what led us to the revelation of just how many Motto horrors are in the city.
Right.
Which, as you said, are
there
quite
was a lot of fucking dots.
Did you say model horrors?
Model.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It'd be funny if it was model. Obviously.
Oh my god.
This is all I have to contribute. Continue.
You are. Never mind.
As for like the fight scenes, they were pretty okay in this episode. It wasn't so much a focus on the fights so much as it was kind of the setup and execution of their plan.
Right.
And getting the upper hand over the anchor woman. Though I love the creepiness of her design.
It's really fucking weird.
Yeah. She actually rips off both of her ears and turns them into swords, which is just crazy, and I dig it. this series so far hasn't had very like as interesting designs as the previous ones.
Yeah, no, I can agree with that. They're all kind of very, I think, basic.
Yeah.
Whereas the previous series had a lot of like mystical weirdness going on. Outside of her, they haven't been too nuts. Like the old guy looks a lot like a knight. And then, like, we had the big, fat one that ate up the titty budget. And there was the one that, like, was in the radio. Even he looked really plain. Like, just isn't too much. I don't know if their budget's lower in this one, but I don't really know how to justify it unless they're just taking a different route to it. Like, maybe the horrors are trying to, not humanize, but that's a really stupid concept. But.
Well, I am curious if they're just becoming more generic, like a more standard type of horror is out there now, or if the more elaborate designs are saved for the higher ups. Because, like you said, the two major ones that we've seen were from the old guy and the anchor woman. And they had a lot more elaborate designs than what we have been seeing.
Aha! Oh, sorry.
What?
Sorry. Go ahead. Nothing to do with anything you're saying or something else.
Okay.
So it would be interesting to see if we get some different designs as as we go on, we find some more of these other horrors that are out there. Which, looking at the trailer for next week, which is called Hunting, it looks like they are going to go out and try to hunt down some of these.
It's going to turn into Transformers Prime. They're just hunting these people, which is far more exciting than hunting inanimate objects. So that wasn't new this week, right? No, it wasn't. Anyway.
So, yeah, I don't want to say there's not too much to say, because we had a decent discussion, but I think we both just, you know, like this episode a lot better.
It was one of the first episodes in a while where I ended it and was like, well, that's really good.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times in the previous episodes, it ended and I was like, okay, that was a thing, and I just went about my life. But I legitimately enjoyed this episode, because I'm one of the people that if it's a plot development episode or a character development episode, I really enjoy it. But if it's filler, I just kind of sit there and go, bleh.
Yeah.
It just throws up.
Which is really kind disgusting. Of most people, but that doesn't make me special at all. But.
While the previous two episodes contributed very, very slightly.
Yeah.
It just wasn't enough to really keep any sort of interest in either one of them. They kind of dragged on a little bit, but it was nice to see it kind of pick up some steam with this one.
This one.
So far, the series has kind of a wonky pace to it. But
yeah, like, so far I still enjoy the previous seasons more, but I really like what it's doing, and if it keeps it up, it could definitely surpass them, I think. But we'll see how it goes, I guess.
Well, I think with the previous series, they had the benefit of having more elaborate designs to them. Mm-hmm. Mostly because each horror kind of represented something different, and so there was sort of a different style to each episode.
Right.
Whereas with this one, they're trying to go for a more overall story, but that leaves some of the episodes having a little bit thinner of a plot than the others. So you don't get as many varied filler plots as you did in the previous ones.
Right. It's still fun.
Yeah. Still, I mean, I have to commend it for trying something different for the third series.
Oh, yeah. They could have easily did more of the same, but just with a new cast.
But yeah.
By bringing in a new cast, I guess it kind of felt like they had to do something a little bit different. So we got this, which I thoroughly enjoy. So
yeah.
Fun times. Okay. Is that it?
Yep.
Because now it's time for Rambo time. Whoa.
Sorry. Whoa there, son. We need you to slow down.
I don't remember what the slightest idea of Pokemon was.
But before we start, Brian, do you have an extra drink in your nacho bag?
No, I don't.
Damn it. That's where people keep their drinks, is in their nacho bag.
I got an extra nacho, but
just one nacho? This is my rainy day nacho. Okay, I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Pokemon was about N and those bitches, and they're like, Pokemon can't touch humans.
Part 2.
Yeah, because I forgot to actually watch it on the weekend, and I had to end up watching it later this week. Because
the bitches were all like, how do I know you're not, wow. There's something weird on the TV.
Oh, poor man.
How do I know you're not a plasma spy or something? And it's like, whoa.
Just take it easy, man.
I've been traveling with them.
Except for Sal. That thing's weird.
He's trying to steal my hair color.
I think he already succeeded. But yeah, they were just basically being really annoying, like with, you know, Pokemon and humans can't interact ever. And then Ash is like, well, fuck you, bitch. Pikachu, Thunderbolt.
The bitches were basically like N to the nth degree. But yeah, it was really, I didn't like them at all. And then eventually they discovered that
Ash was a cool guy and he loves Pokemon. And they fought against those Team Rocket guy, Team Plasma guys. And that was actually about it. But even at the end, they were still like, oh, we see that you love your Pokemon, but we're still not sure about you, so we're just going to walk into this mist. And then they left. Do they have powers?
They just vanished. I don't know what happened. I'm not even sure what's supposed to happen in the next episode.
We did get a bit of backstory about how he was in Getz's castle, and the three of them were just kind of like raised there around Team Plasma to use their abilities for Pokemon communication for Reshiram. And Reshiram was like, bitch, get out of the way! And then, like, it lit shit on fire. Reshiram's very upset. It's got an anger issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it was okay. At least it was better than just a generic filler where they're like, oh, let's help this person A or help this person B. So, I don't know. No Charizard again. He's only appeared once since he started, right?
I know, I'm really irritated. Like, that's
very sad, because I think Ash even pulled out Pignite in this episode. I was like, bro, you got a Charizard. Which bothers me, because I think I mentioned before, whenever I'm looking at the screen caps for the Japanese episode, whenever he sends everyone out, he still has Pignite in his party. Which seems funny, because, you know, he'd always rotate, like, his double types, you know, throughout this whole saga, when you would never really have, like, Leavanny and Snivy together that often, or Palpitoad and Oshawott. So, I don't know, it just seems funny.
He refuses to abandon Pignite, there we go.
But I guess you have to have all three starters on your party to, you know, pimp out the games. Because, yeah, like, kids are going to see the starters and be like, oh man, I gotta buy the game. Because, you know, Kevin sees them, he's like, oh man, I gotta finish Black 1 and White 1. Oh, it's funny. Yo, oh, oh, with the bottle of rum. That was like the up version. I don't even know what I'm saying.
That was up, like the movie?
Yeah, they sung it in that movie. When they were like traversing across. Didn't they name that girl bird Kevin?
Yeah.
Speaking of Kevin.
And the dog's name was Doug, which is my dad's name. There was a lot of funny in that movie. Unintentional funny, rather.
Like the part where his wife died? No,
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that was hysterical.
That was sad.
So they're going, ha, bitch. No, I didn't do that at all. I was actually really sad.
Brian was very respectful in that movie.
I was.
They took pictures of him being respectful. But local boy, B's respectful during up.
B's respectful?
It's not funnier if I said it that way.
Okay. Good job covering your ass.
No, I seriously said it that way. Fine, I'm just going to say it like that from now on. So let's see what else. Gonball. I don't know where the G came from. Damball, we got the bandits. Not Bandit Keith.
No, they not even the bandits, Bandit. Bandit. There was three of them. They're like, Bandito. I'm like, there's
it sounds like they're then, saying it like, in Spanish. Bandito! No! It's Bandito! Run!
Japan doesn't really have plurals. So they say bandit, meaning bandits.
Oh, Japan.
But the guy doing the subs literally wrote bandit and not bandits. So apparently 3 = 1.
Bandito! But yeah, this was a pretty good episode. I'm hoping it's setting up for some plot movement. Like we mentioned last week when you talked about what this was going to be about, it's going to be interesting to see who's behind them, because it's a school. And they're running these wartime, basically, it's like an educational drill, and all the different like schoolhouses or whatever assign their country and their platoon. So everyone's like really official. So is it like, are they working for somebody on the outside that got in somehow? Or is the school hiring them? Are they like some rogue kids that got expelled? Are they rogue kids that didn't get expelled? They're just disgruntled because Mr. Feeney wouldn't change the date for the finals. I remember that episode. They vandalized the school.
I feel like it should be like the staff of the school.
They're just really bored. They're like, I don't like this kid. Get him expelled. All right.
Or like the council or something, like the council of parents. I'm making shit up.
But I'm just picturing like those really like annoyed soccer moms at violent video games running this.
Like that bitch's dad was on his phone and he was all like, "I don't know because I didn't understand that." And really confused. He's like, "We can't destroy them," or something, and I forgot what happened.
He was like, "Oh, you did it," and the stuff, and he's like, "Yeah, that's what I got from." We have to line stuff up, and you know, VZ, I have to move because aperture, lighting, balance. that could definitely be involved with that. It could be something separate. That guy was just kind of being a dick all around. I think it's really unfair that you could be expelled because of this rogue player, especially like if they're not officially part of the simulations. Like, I was thinking about that quite a bit. I was actually thinking, like, well, on one hand, it kind of simulates war because it's unpredictable. But on the other hand, it's like, that's kind of unfair because they're being, like, unnecessarily brutal and they're not really gaining anything because they're not, you know, trying to take over territory or steal tiny labs. They're just going around killing shit. Trying to get all to bitches.
I feel like they're official with the school somehow, whether they're hired or people inside the school or what, but I feel like they're supposed to be there, like they were told to be there, not just some people that like hacked in.
Yeah,
because I feel like if they weren't supposed to be there, it would be really easy to kick them out.
Yeah, probably. So it's possible that maybe someone higher up in the school...
Because, I mean, real war does have bandits and shit, so I can easily see it as something the higher-ups of the school try to implement.
Yeah, because then it's possible that, like, the teachers and stuff aren't aware, so that's why they're so...
Yeah, because they're supposed to be the generals, so logically they shouldn't know what the higher-ups are doing for wartime.
Yeah.
Since they're kind of leading their little student peoples.
Student people. It just seems like so unfair. Like that poor dude got expelled, and those people at the beginning, they just got demolished. But luckily, the main characters, they didn't get demolished because they got saved by Violet Devil.
Yeah.
AKA Gertrude. His name is.
He's all for
Gertrude Verbansky. Verbansky Corp had to come in and save their asses.
Okay.
I mean, I really liked the episode. It was nice to see something actually happen. I really like Gruzion's design. It was cool to see him in action, fucking shit up. With his, he has like a cool little like splinter cell helmet that comes up.
Yeah,
he's like, fuck yeah, night vision, dude. It's the middle of the day. I still got it though.
His design in general is really good because it shares a lot of design with Valsparo, except like evil and like you said, splinter cell helmet.
Yeah,
and so I didn't even know really that about cool.
Design for the episode
and the whatchamacallit, the scythe that he uses is pretty fucking awesome, too.
Yeah, it is. I can't wait to get him when I finally get a Bunpaki. Damn it, Kevin. I might have talked to you about this earlier. I'm not sure. It depends on...
What?
I don't know. I was working on a bit. It wasn't working.
Oh, okay.
I forgot what I was going to say, and I lost it. No, I don't have anything else to say.
No, I'm pretty much done, too. I should be getting him in... Hopefully by the time we record the next podcast.
I still have to build my other two. Now that I'm done with Last of Us, I'll have time to do that. I have like designated time slots for fun and tomfoolery.
Okay.
Like from 4 to 5 is tomfoolery. And then 6 to 7 is joy. And then the rest is brooding.
Okay.
Mainly. Anyway. When's Turtles coming back?
Next week. I think next week Transformers and Turtles is on.
Oh, I'm excited about one of those. I almost forgot about Transformers until I saw something today, and I'm like, oh shit, did I forget to watch that? And they're on a weird schedule. They should just finish it, honestly.
Yeah.
Since this is the last season, it almost would have been nice if they hadn't premiered way back when and then just aired it as the summer thing and just, you know, knocked out the 13 episodes for summer.
Yeah, that would have made sense. But
just done it mainly in a row without these weird breaks. I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter because you're only really watching to finish it. It's not like they're trying to promote it. They're working on whatever's next. Yeah. We'll be able to add Falling Skies to Ramble Time next year during season 4. So look forward
are
to
they,
that.
Are they on for season 4?
No, I don't know yet. I'm just assuming. Hopefully.
I just wanted to know if it was one of those stupid things where I get into it and then it gets canned.
No, it's pretty popular during the summer. It's one of those popular summer things.
I'm watching it on Amazon.
On like Amazon Instant?
Yeah.
Oh. I watched the Zombieland pilot over there. That got canned. That was stupid. You shouldn't have done that. So now is the time of Ramble Time where I just start yelling out random 90s. Blue, floral. All right, what do you got? No. random 90s titles to see what happens. Because apparently that has results. Well, so
there was also Sam and Cat, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because they had those stupid British bitches on. I was so glad to see them left in an alley at the end of the episode. That's the exact type of thing a Dan Schneider show does that I like.
Yeah, they were atrocious.
Oh, I hated them. I hate them in real life, and they're like friendly in real life. It's just they're like really annoying. They're like, oh, you're so adorable. It's like, get out of my face. And it was kind of funny when she's like, I'll just get back to my knitting and my book about knitting. Sam went somewhere when Kat was. Oh yeah, she was trying to get the signatures for her homeschooling. I guess I think it's parole. Don't tell anybody.
So I really love the scene where they're just in the bingo hall with all of these old people, and then the cops just come in and declare, this is a raid. Just that scene. Just the idea that the cops would come into an elderly home during bingo time and yell out, this is a raid. I love it. It's really funny.
I'm trying to think of other things that happened in that episode. They set him up and there was annoying British people. I don't think too much else happened. I still miss the rest of the Victorious cast. I'm wondering where they are. I don't think I have too much else. I should do that thing where I always talk about for Turtles writing down things Mikey said that made me laugh. I should write it down for this. We have more to discuss. Brian, did you watch it?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Spoiler alert. There's a raid on old people. They had bingo night.
I'm still not overly fond of the third main character that they have, that little kid.
Oh, that kid Deuce or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't really find him that funny. Like, it's not like I outright hate him or anything. He just, I feel like he doesn't have a bit. I mean, he's got that, like, selling things bit, but it's not something that I just think is funny.
Yeah.
Oh, they did have, which was always funny to see, Kat's Bibble addiction.
Yeah, that was. I dug that.
They sold her Q-tips, and she called them. What she called them? Cotton swabs, or she called them something. She pronounced it weird. Swabs, cotton swabs. And I just thought that was funny. And I think at the beginning of that episode, she mentioned that she was like banned from all Bibble places. It's pretty funny. I'm glad they carried that over, because that was one of her funnier bits during the end of Victorious.
Not to mention, it's one of those jokes where you're not even, like, you're not gonna get it unless you watch Victorious.
Yeah. Because how did she get addicted to it? I think it was an episode where that guy from The Nanny was like the record producer and was feeding her Bibble. Yeah. And she had to have that black dude cuffed to her to stop her from eating Bibble. Oh, that's great.
That was like her sponsor, like how drunks have like Alcoholics Anonymous sponsors.
Bibbles Anonymous. BA. Oh, that's good. Alright, now it's time for the 90s titles. Is everybody ready? So, I was just looking for like a giant list and I found this 25 kid shows you don't remember and I was looking over them. Does anybody remember Bug Juice?
I remember the name.
It was like a Disney Channel reality show. It showed them at like a camp. I totally remember watching that. Like, I don't remember very much about it, but I remember watching it.
Yeah. Like I said, I remember the name, because the name sounds really familiar. But no, I don't remember the show itself.
When I gasped during Garo or whatever, that was because I found on the list as Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. I told you that was a thing. It was really...
Well, that I wasn't questioning whether or not that was a thing.
Oh, okay.
We were questioning some of your other judgments.
Okay. Then we have Erie, Indiana. And then their description for VR Troopers is Power Rangers plus virtual reality. Beetleborgs is Power Rangers plus bugs. But I do like the description for Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad, which is Power Rangers plus Matthew Lawrence. Because it's just true. What's the other ones I don't remember? Now I'm going back to the main list. Does anybody remember So Weird? Was that...
Yeah.
Were they, like, investigated paranormal cases, and then, like, that one...
Yeah,
that
I remember that, because my older sister was really into that show, and I never really liked it.
Yeah, it was a strange show. I remember not too long ago, they showed it on, like, on the schedule as if it was going to be on Nick, and then you click on it, it would be something else for, like, the longest time.
I remember it was kind of weird, like... A good chunk of the way through, they replaced the main actress.
Yeah, like with some...
And, like, they just wrote her out of the show.
It was probably some sort of actor wanting to leave thing, but the show's popular, too popular. They had to find a new boss when Michael left. I'm looking at underrated shows. Apparently, The Magic School Bus is underrated, even though everyone knows that's the best show of all time.
Wait, The Magic School Bus is underrated?
It says it's on BuzzFeed's underrated.
So many people that know about The Magic School Bus. Seriously, if you don't know about The Magic School Bus, I kind of hate you.
God, I just spit on my screen.
I do hate you. There's no kind of involved in this. I legit hate you.
Let's see. 90 shows. Clarissa doesn't explain shit. Bobby's World. No?
I don't remember that one.
I remember the commercials for it. I never watched it. There's a show called Hey Dude. I don't even remember that. But that's...
Oh, I remember legit. That one. I hated that show.
What would you do? That's on now, idiot. Sorry. John Quinones.
I remember it was quite a few years back now, but Nickelodeon was doing this poll where the viewers would, like, vote, and they would show just a, like, an older show, you know, they could vote on, like, a list of older shows from the 90s, and they'd show it. And they voted for Hey Dude. I have no idea why anyone would vote for Hey Dude, because it is one of the most boring shows that network has ever put out.
It's called Hey Dude.
Yeah. It's about a dude ranch.
This A-Lot. Let's see what else we got on this list. Gargoyles. We've talked about gargoyles before. Where's what I just... Oh, Told by Ginger. I remember that.
I remember that.
That's the theme song, sung by Macy Gray. I think they should do a, like, sort of retooling called As Told by a Ginger, and it's just Amy Pond reading books to you on TV.
Okay, I'll watch.
So she has to wear the police outfit, though. My cousin Skeeter. Skeet, motherfucker. It just sounds dirty when I'm looking at it now. What else do we got? Tiny Toons. I remember that. Pokemon. Anybody remember that? No? Me neither.
Wait, seriously? That's on the list?
It's just on the list. This is just a bunch of shows. Not like underrated. Those were just articles I accidentally found while looking.
I was going to say, there's no way some of these are underrated, especially Pokemon. The damn thing's still running. You just talked about it like half an hour ago.
Did we, though? Did we?
Man,
yes.
Let's see. There's nothing grabbing us. There's no funny segments. I don't know what to do. I need to find that out.
I remember all these titles. I just don't remember anything about these shows because I usually didn't really watch them.
I know exactly how to spice things up until I find some other shows. Just wait. Okay, this
I can just barely
better.
Hear it. This is our musical interlude.
I'm still letting it go.
It's like we're an actual radio now.
Take requests. Play the Animore theme 24... fuck it.
For the record, I would love to host a radio show.
That would be awesome. My my college actually had a radio station within it that the students could go and work at. And I was never able to get one of my friends to agree to actually host the show with me. Because I just thought the idea of it was so much fun. But
I would host a show with you.
Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
Where were you all those years ago? I'm back to that list of the pictures where I got confused last week with the Blues Clues. Does anybody remember Are You Afraid of the Dark? It was kind of like Goosebumps, but they tell
Yeah. Cool
stories around a campfire. I'm trying to think of any specific episodes that I remember. I remember this one. Too. Oh, fuck you. Not even my materials guy. I remember there was an episode where people were stealing each other's faces. Or their faces were just disappearing. That's not an interesting story. Bar. Anybody? No?
Babar?
Oh, I just called it Bar. Oh, shit, there's not another R.
Babar was the shit.
I love how you got excited.
Because Babar was awesome. Fucking elephant
I've
in a green suit and a crown. How cooler is that than anything else
what?
Ever? Shut
that
up.
That sounds so... No, I've never heard of this.
Google that shit. Babar is an
I'm
ace.
I'm surprised.
I love how I mispronounce it, but then Brian peeks his head out like a little meerkat. It's like, Babar? And then, like, you see a Babar shirt on, fan club sticker.
I remember when I was younger and Arby's occasionally had Babar toys, and whenever they did, I'd get really fucking excited. Because Babar was awesome.
I'm looking at this now. I've never seen this before, seriously.
Not seen Babar. He's got a fucking crown. I mean, how legit
is that?
Didn't
have a childhood. You retroactively weren't even a child.
Look at that suit. What? How ace is that? That's like fucking
Ace
Cake
Ventura.
Boss level of suit right there.
It's just the slight insanity behind the picture I'm seeing. It's an elephant in a green suit and loafers with a crown. And a little bow tie. He's got a little red bow tie.
His bow ties are cool. He was wearing bow ties before bow ties were cool.
Babar is a hipster. Oh, let's see. Oh, there's Monster Rancher. I have a bunch of those little figures that I got at...
I have mine.
What was the name of that fucking store that used to be in all the malls that's not there anymore? KB Toys. Does anybody remember those?
Yeah.
KB
we
Toys?
Used to have one
yeah.
in the mall... near where I grew
How would
up.
You forget what KB Toys is?
Well, you might not have it in your universe. I don't know. I don't have CVS pharmacies.
They don't have those here anymore.
KB Toys closed.
Yeah, they closed everywhere. They used to be in
well,
all.
I thought you were implying that they were still there.
There, but I was just thinking about
Dude,
that because
that picture you just sent. We had the human version of that picture painted on one of the walls in our school cafeteria in high school.
You should go down there right now and paint over it with the elephant version. And then just in the top right, Babar rules. Let's spell rules with a Z. I call air conditioners cool blasters with a Z. I don't know where that came from. Let's see what else we got on this list of stuff. Where's Monster Rancher again? God, that game. That was the game... That Monster Rancher game that I got so frustrated I broke my Game Boy with my head.
What?
It was a Monster Rancher game.
Oh.
And you had,
I love the Monster Rancher game.
And it was like sort of a platformer and you climbed up all these different levels, but like if you died at a certain point, you had to restart all the way to the beginning.
Okay, I don't love that Monster Rancher
and,
game.
And I got really far and died and had to go all the way back, and I headbutted my Game Boy Color and the screen cracked.
Yeah,
so,
that
was fun.
That particular game is really frustrating.
It really is. It was kind of fun, but frustrating.
What I found frustrating was not only did it get harder and really unforgiving, but it wasn't really the kind of thing I wanted out of a Monster Rancher game.
There really weren't any monsters. Yeah. It was more like this is little explorer guy, like, look, I can make magic boxes to stand on.
Yeah. Whereas, like, even some of the other spin-off series, like the Monster Rancher card series, you were still using cards with monsters, and like you could, they still had that whole system in place where you could put in a disc or put in a word, and it would create a new card or whatever. Which, looking back, is kind of asinine, but still, it was fun.
That's better than my experience. I never did get my Game Boy back. I got another Game Boy, but it wasn't the same color, and I'm still upset. It seems so funny. I was like this little... I was just so mad. I don't know why I thought the headbutt would solve it.
Yeah, headbutting... No. No.
I just thought it would make it stop. Just make the pain stop.
I just love that... I love that you headbutted it. You didn't smack it. You didn't toss it. You just, like, rear back and headbutted the damn thing.
Well, yeah, because my hands are busy holding the controller or the game. I don't know. It just seemed logical at the time. Like, what do I hit?
I love how you were angry enough to hit it, but not angry enough to actually stop playing and holding on to the game.
Oh, so good. Okay, I'm going to save less of these random ones for next week. Maybe spark some more craziness beyond Brian just getting excited about Babar.
Dude, you have no idea how happy that makes me.
Gotta inspire some craziness next week. Like, we need to say shit.
No one loves Babar, and it makes me upset.
See, this is what happens when you try to recreate craziness, Kiefer. We can't get this 90s magic every week.
I'm sure someone out there is going to be like, oh, Brian, I really love Babar. It's probably going to be Kiefer.
I hope so. Me and Kiefer can have a long discussion about how Babar is everyone's childhood hero. Even those who did not watch it. He's got the power.
You know who has the power is Little Bear. Little Bear is the shit. Little Bear is the original gangster. I don't care what anybody says. That guy was little and he was a bear. I don't even remember like the premise. I just remember he was a little bear and then they would go around like on adventures with animals.
That was the premise.
Well,
I liked
what they do with their lives.
Busy World of Richard Scarry more.
Oh God, that was a big comfy couch moment.
that was my shit right there. Babar and Richard Scarry.
Oh, I used
they
to watch
seen
that.
Either.
You got the little worm driving the apple. Like, I completely forgot about that. That was a big comfy couch.
We had a couple toys when I was working at Toys R Us, and when I went to that aisle and I saw that they had toys, I literally stood there for 5 minutes looking at all of the toys.
What are you doing?
Not doing any work whatsoever.
Oh God, I remember that. It's like a classic.
It's wormy.
Nothing beats the original worm.
I had some toys when I was little. They were awesome.
I just searched it just to see some pictures from it, and there's a McDonald's toy they're showing, but they only show the package of it. Damn it. Random Paramount logo. Oh, I forgot about that. Man. That was a true big comfy couch moment. Alright, well, I'm going to keep these in the reserve, and I'll just yell them out next week and hope something happens. Kiefer, I'll try better next week. But we did get a big comfy couch moment and a Babar moment. So now it's time for...
Tweeter questions of the week.
Okay. Question. Question it up.
Okay. So, TDA winner is here, and says, I've got one last relationship question for you guys. So I have a friend in Japan who needs help. She has fallen in love with a previously comatose guy. Apparently there was an accident where people got trapped in a video game. During this time, she had fallen in love with that guy. She finds out when he wakes up that he has fallen in love with a girl he met in the game. So how should she get him to notice her? How can she get him to stop liking the girl he met in the game? Please help her, RR. Oh yeah, the guy is my friend's cousin.
Orgy.
Well, in some circles, your friend's cousin is a hero. But,
I'm not a hero. You know who is a hero? Hero from Heroes.
Okay, well, first of all, I have to say that I have the sneaking feeling somehow that she possibly grew up thinking that they were related. And that's like just kind of disturbing. Related. What?
I said more closely related.
Yeah.
What is this the plot to?
It's not a plot to anything, Dawson. What do you mean?
It's these people's lives,
this
Dawson.
This totally happened.
I don't get it. I hate being on the outside of a reference. I love inside jokes. I hope to one day be a part of one.
But I think she is screwed.
That can answer me. Okay. Can you pretend
no,
that I
another
exist?
Thing, another thing that she could do is...
Tell me what's this from.
Hunt him down on the new online game. Party up with him.
This Excel
get
world?
Really close. Except he, it's not going to work. Because I know this guy somehow. And he's really set on finding the coma girl. So I don't think it's going to work out, bro.
What is this? I'm going to search Google. Coma girl love. And just see what happens. Oh, God, it's going to be a coma fetish of porn.
Oh, wow.
Somebody tell me what it is.
I'm trying to comprehend a coma fetish. And I'm really confused.
It's like necrophilia, but they're still alive.
I'm getting Kill Bill flashbacks. No? No one's seen that? No. Okay.
Anyway, yeah.
I feel like Dawson.
Clever, you.
I'm going to ask a question.
You're going to ask a question on Twitter?
Yeah, well, get ready. Wait, that's Chris. Wait, I'm not telling you. I should have done it without saying anything.
Question. Okay. Chenix S., how do you guys feel about download content for video games? Love it, hate it, buy on it? Bionic.
Buy on it is a really stupid phrase. Sorry.
Yeah, don't use that ever. Please. Thank you. I'm kind of in between. On one aspect, I think it's really good because it does excel a game past its release. Like, you buy the game, you play the game, and then there's additions to it, so the longevity of the game is extended. But then on the same time, I hate buying a game and then having to pay for additional shit. Like, fucking Injustice. You have to spend, like, the price of the game to get the rest of the game. And it's like, oh, buy this hero pack and this character and this character and this skin and this skin and this level and this move.
Like, and you don't even get little figures like in Skylanders.
I know. Like, people argue about that in Skylanders. Like, oh, you're just buying download content. But they're action figures. Well, not action figures, they're statues, but they're figures. I can look at them and go, hey, this guy's kind of neat looking. And put them on a shelf and shit.
You can't
do that
put a
with
price
the
on that.
Girls of Justice skin pack or whatever the fuck it's called. And shit. That was just a lot of swear words strung together, but...
The way I look at it is, I don't mind DLC when it's legitimate. Like, if it's a legitimate add-on to a game, I don't mind that. That can be really fun at times. But there are a few games, and I know Capcom is sort of guilty of doing this, where the code... Like, the data for the DLC, like, character or whatever, is on the disc.
Yeah.
Like, you technically have it on the disc, but they lock it so that you have to unlock the features that are already in the game that you have. So that's kind of ridiculous.
It's basically on disc download content, which is not yeah. download content.
Just download a key.
Like, things, download content that's really cool, things like, the Luigi add-on for New Super Mario Bros. U, fantastic. You basically get an entire new game out of it. I mean, it's the same game, but you're playing as Luigi, but all 80 levels are all new. And that's really cool. like bonus missions and stuff are good download content. But like at the same time, there's that thing about paying. Like, I don't mind paying like for the Luigi game because you're basically getting a game's worth of content for $20, which is fine. But when you start paying like this, like $4.99 for this character and this skin pack and stuff for fighting games, gross. Or like level packs for like Call of Duty and shit, like it starts stacking up and it's really irritating.
I'm more of a fan of like the DLC where it's like a whole extra like level or storyline where it's almost like a mini game. As opposed to like you're talking about like the skin packs, because I tend to not buy that type of stuff.
Sort of like an expansion.
Yeah, kind of like what they do with Fallout or like Mass Effect, stuff like that. Even then, though, I think that's cool. But I get this argument with myself essentially, where it's like, well, it extends the life of the game, but not really because it's like new content. It wasn't originally on the game, so you might as well just wait and buy a new game. If you know what I mean.
Hey, man, I get you, I think.
It's not like, you know, you buy the game and then it's updated later and it increases the longevity of it itself. It's like an almost entirely new thing.
Well, that's just kind of arguing against expansions in general.
Yeah, like I don't mind it, but it's just sometimes I see that when I think about it too much. You can get a pretty sweet deal when you get those Game of the Year editions and you get like all the DLC.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do for Injustice, but I got it instead.
But there was a sale. Brian, sale. Why are you... Jeez, there's a sale.
There was a statue involved.
Trust me, I got this.
I said, I'm going to beat up some superheroes and probably get bored, so...
Did you finish it?
No.
Okay.
I actually haven't played it. I mean, I played it, but... I played more versing Kat on multiplayer than I did actually playing the single player so far.
Who did she play as?
We pretty much almost played as everyone on the default roster.
Favorite or anything.
Ironically, she was good as Catwoman.
Who are you good as?
Nightwing.
Oh.
Nightwing's really awesome. He's got like that fucking staff and then it breaks apart into two sticks and you just beat the shit out of people with it.
I was too good as Green Arrow and Green Lantern. Just they're like the characters like that are almost better than like Superman because you could do like projectile shit.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, some of them are just like, punch, 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 damn it, get back here.
I know for a while, Deathstroke was, like, really broken. Because his abilities, combined with all of his moves, just allowed him to unleash just an absurd amount of damage.
I don't remember playing it.
Yeah, Deathstroke's pretty nuts.
You're nuts. These nuts.
Yep.
Next.
I had it already, and then I missed it.
Should take the newest question.
Rar Dino says, I was going to ask about Haze. I don't know what he was talking about. But screw it, how would you solve crimes with your cyborg powers from last week?
We got cyborg powers?
I don't remember my cyborg powers.
Oh, I remember what he's talking about.
I remember what he's talking about.
The last Twitter question.
I don't remember what I said.
Well, yours was like a refrigerator stomach or something that. Yeah,
the fridge in my stomach like a fucking fat-ass Teletubby.
How would you use it to solve crimes?
Brian's basically Frankie from the Straw Hats.
I don't think I can solve crimes with my robotic refrigerator stomach.
You could store, like, body parts. You could be, like, a portable...
Yeah, I thought about that, but that's kind of sadistic and gross.
Well, no, I mean, not evil, just for, like, the forensics, you know?
I could carry everyone's lunches.
You can be, like, a traveling ME. You'd be like, I can just examine this hand right here. Like, you can't carry full bodies, so it'll be really annoying. You'll have to chop them up.
So you're a superhero lunchbox?
Yes. I carry everyone on the crew's lunches and keep them nice and cool. I am helpful, damn it.
You got a crew now? Yes.
I can't remember what Dawson picked.
I don't even remember like the question that much. I remember Brian saying something about a fridge.
Well, it was basically if you could replace a part of your body with a with like a bionic.
Oh, I don't remember what I said. I remember answering that, but I just don't remember what I said. Just be a pudding dispenser again.
Honestly, I feel like mine are the only like useful ones out of what the three of us picked, because I just went with my arm and leg.
Oh, I had something really stupid. Damn it! I wish I could remember it.
Damn it!
I'll think of it. Or I can listen. Bandito! Bandito! Sorry.
I would essentially become Batman.
Fair enough.
Nah.
Who wouldn't want to be Batman? Brian would be a picnic guy, and Aristotle would be Batman.
Yeah.
And I would be nothing because I can't even remember what I was doing.
Adam Wentz, 1996, says, "Which podcaster watched Glee again? I forget." That was Matt.
Yeah, that was Matt. You remember Matt back from 2004 or something like that?
Matt loves Glee. I think Kevin watched it too. We asked him if he was here. He's still apparently trying. But, oh well.
Still gotta get that food, man.
Rafi Fernandez says, "Who is your favorite villager in your town in Animal Crossing, and how far into it have you guys gotten?"
I can't answer that.
I kind of hate all of my villagers, honestly.
Well, then I can steal that one I was trying to steal.
I think if I had to pick one, it would probably be Sly, because he's like a gym buff, and I feel like he's lying.
And he shares his name with Cooper.
And I feel like he's adorable. I've got this one alligator named Dell. He's pretty neat, but... Oh, no, it's the frog. I love my little frog, dude. I forgot what his name was. Paddles or Puddles or something?
Paddles.
The frog in my town, her name is Diva. And seriously, today she came up to me and was like, "Here, I want to give you this carpet. I got it from a friend." Yeah, that's where I got it. And she was acting like really shifty.
That makes it seem like
the game
a dead
actually
body
implies
in
that she like robbed this dude and was just giving me this furniture for free. In terms of like the rest of my villagers, I actually really dig all of my villagers, which doesn't happen often in this game. Mostly because they do as I say, and
all hail Aerosol.
Give me things, and yeah, some of them say all hail Aerosol, because that's just how I roll as a mayor. I really dig, there's this purple goat thing in my town called Kid, and he's really awesome, though I think Dawson was trying to steal him at one point.
I'm not sure. I tried to steal both my neighbors.
Well, the alligator I was talking about, not Sly, but Dell, he just said that thing that yours said about talking to Dawson and thinking he's a fly swatter.
Yeah.
Damn it. Caught.
Yeah, that was Kid.
What is that about with the fly swatter?
I don't know. Do you catch a lot of bugs?
I guess.
Is that your thing?
Maybe it's because I was chasing you with a net.
Probably. Because I was hiding out from Brian and Dell's house. I slept in his bed. We shared a magical night together. I think I came outside of his house finally after like 10 minutes, and Brian was in the middle of the town spinning. He was literally just spinning in circles. Like, I walked up into the middle, like by that tree, and Brian was spinning, and I just go, "Whoa." I turned around. It was freaky. It was like he needed an exorcism.
That's what I do in the game when I'm bored and there's nothing to do. I just sit there and spin.
As for how far in, that's kind of a
difficult question. I'm on the last level. There's a big boss.
Yeah, because it's not really a linear kind of game.
I'm paying off my second upgrade.
I just got the upgrade where I got a second story, so
I don't got that.
Yeah, I'm paying off my second story now.
I'm paying off the one before that.
I've actually just kind of been going slow on the upgrades, though I guess not as slow as Brian. But
I built a bridge.
Yeah,
I'm currently building the second floor of the museum.
Like a Brian's working on a museum.
Haven't gotten to that yet.
And I just sell all my fossils. Like, hope I can encourage you to donate. Ha, sucker, I'm taking this to retail.
I haven't gotten to the museum renovation just yet. Which I really want to, because you have to get the renovation for the museum before you can get the cafe.
Oh,
and
damn.
I really want to go work for Brewster.
Brewster's awesome.
So, I do have the flower shop, if that means anything. I think that just comes in at random after
did your shop expand yet?
No.
Mine's going to close on the 28th, which is today now.
Okay. Well, I've had that for like a week. So.
I know, because I went to your town and you got this fancy Nooking Tins. I'm like, God damn it, you little ratchet people in my town.
Nooklings shop.
I just use it to get my cookies.
Unless they have something interesting that I want to buy, which they rarely do. I don't go in there that often, which I guess I should update, but
I'm looking at my little guide for the list of neighbors so I can remember their names.
I think a good chunk of the new Animal Crossing, it kind of depends on how long you've been playing. Like, I've only been playing a week, but you guys have been playing, like, about twice as long as I have.
Yeah, and you're theoretically farther than me.
Well, in terms of house upgrades, but you've also got several things that I don't have, so.
I got a bridge.
I just finally commissioned mine.
Yeah. I put up a bridge, I put up a bench, a clock.
How do you guys get so much money?
I fish a lot.
I have a lucrative fruit business.
Sharks are extremely...
I can't catch sharks.
I caught one on Brian's Island, actually. Ha, I took your shark.
I was watching this video, and someone was just, like, doing tips on how to earn bells in Animal Crossing. It was very basic, but they were talking about sharks, and one of the people mentioned that they had trouble catching sharks, and the other person was just like, turn up the sound. Which, actually, that's what I do. Like, I have to go, when I fish, I go more off of sound than I do sight.
Wow.
I can't think of my... Because I don't talk to my neighbors that often, to be honest, right now. They'll stop me. I got a monkey that comes up to me and says, pop, pop, which is really funny. But my favorite neighbor from the Animal Crossing DS was Camel Frog. I remember that. And I remember my friend's favorite neighbor was Lobo, the wolf, and I was always trying to steal him.
I remember some of the ones I used to have from the older games was like Alfonso. I believe he was like an alligator, crocodile kind of thing. I can't remember his name now. But there's an anteater who he has like an Italian kind of name, Antonio. His name is Antonio. He was kind of cool.
Antonio, he's a cool guy. I feel bad that I can't remember any of my neighbors.
Okay, move on time.
Nope. Pop, pop!
Okay. So, Mr. Moonshark, a.k.a. Kevin Phantom Thong, basically talks about how cool things were shown at E3. But the question is, if you can choose any video game character from any video game to join the Super Smash Bros. Roster, who would it be?
Jack from Harvest Moon.
Jack from Jack and Daxter? Sorry.
It's something that would never happen, but I can actually kind of imagine what his abilities would be and what he would actually do.
I'm trying to think.
He's nowhere near popular enough.
Conker from Conker, Live and Reloaded. No? Leisure Suit Larry.
He's just trying to have sex with everything.
I would really like to see Toad, because I love Toad. But
Toad would actually be kind of cool.
I just really want to see him as a fighter and not a item for Peach. Like, height would have nothing to do with it because the villager from Animal Crossing is small.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Nook be...
That would be pretty fun.
Or just get Mr. Vincetti just all mad that you turned the game off. But Tom Nook mainly.
I feel like Nook would just fight you with money. You would, one of his attacks would force you into buying a house.
Oh, have you guys seen the camel Sahara in your house?
Yeah, I never buy anything from
her.
Yeah, because
he doesn't tell me what it is. He's just like, $1,000. I'm like, fuck you.
Well, what she does is she goes into your house and just gives you completely new wallpaper and carpet depending on what the inside looks like. So she just kind of redesigns everything to make it look better.
She's an interior designer.
Which I actually kind of dug what she did. But after she came out of my house from redesigning it, I talked to her and she mentioned how how like a person's house is like related to spirituality and peacefulness and all of this. And she's like, I told that to King Nook. He asked me to leave.
He asked me to leave. Good old Nook. Your house has to do with your spirituality. Get the fuck out.
Nook's totally a cusser.
Oh yeah, he is. We just look at him. Fucking raccoons in their shenaniganery. Jigaboo shenanigans.
So that's what I mean by coonery. Raccoons. I finally get it. No? Okay. Next.
Okay. Oh, ship.
Ship.
Currently, Jeff's question is irrelevant unless they just announce more events.
When is it?
As you said, are you doing anything special for the Year of Luigi? Going to any events and getting anything from Nintendo? Nope. I don't think they're doing any other events, so pretty boned right now. But I don't know. I went and got stuff, so I'm set.
Brian's a nutbag.
Yes, I have a Nintendo nutbag. Ooh, a shark. Hold on, I gotta catch the shark.
Damn it, Brian! Are you playing games?
No.
It'd be funny if you're playing Last of Us, so you just scream when clickers come at you.
No.
Click.
Another fuck.
It sounded like a shit dropping in the toilet.
Well, another fish started biting at the
Now I feel like playing.
Come on, shark. Go over here.
I leave my DS.
I really hope this is all just like cut out.
I fucking missed it. I had the sound up and everything. God damn it. Fuck it. I hate this. Fucking sharks. Anyway. This is a funny question given all the shit that we were talking about earlier. Super Power Geek says, suppose that every time we have deja vu, your timeline is rewritten. What are you doing in the other timeline?
Not having a whore joke.
Damn it.
Sorry, I had to get it in there. Right now there's a timeline where a whore joke was never made earlier that no one knows anything about. I feel like Brian's sad now that you didn't get to say it.
That's all I had to live for.
I'm sorry. Man commits suicide over whore joke. It was just like the caption title. He didn't get to tell it. That's too much. See? It's always one too far.
I feel like anything we say would actually be kind of spoilery.
It very well could be.
Yeah, could be. That's the key, that's like the key part of that.
That depends heavily on the feature. Anyway, but yeah, there's no whore joke in the alternate timeline.
Yeah, all thanks to that wrong turn.
We are currently in the darkest timeline.
It was like that Doctor Who episode with Donna. It's like, we take one turn, we would get the whore joke, with the other one, no whore joke, so. Just saying.
There's going to be one timeline out there where Kevin's just really, really nice.
There's a timeline where you got to see all these bits that we're sort of hinting at.
Speaking of, he went mute.
Was he on?
He's in the call. I don't know if his microphone's working, but...
Damn it!
He's been in the call for a while.
Shit.
Nobody noticed.
I noticed. So, like 45 no one said ago, anything. Popped in.
Well, no one else noticed.
I just thought you were having trouble.
No, I was here since they were like, hey, who watches Glee? And I'm like, whoa, I'm just going to stay here.
It was you, right?
Yeah, it was me.
Okay.
I cut that shit out a long time ago.
Okay.
But yes.
Did you have anything to answer for any
Did
of
you get the food?
Wait, I don't...
Just food? Say you got it. Just say it.
Sure, I got the food.
Oh,
you
got it. Now his hunger is quenched.
Whatever. I don't think I have cyborg powers, but that's a thing. What am I doing in an alternate timeline? I'm probably dead. Someone probably killed me. in response to Aerosol, there is no timeline where I'm nice. So well,
there was going to be.
There was going to be.
Timeline where you'd understand that, but it's the non-lazy timeline.
There's a timeline where I'm not here and it's like Matt or Chris or someone. Probably Chris.
We could easily replace you with a gay British kid. You'd probably sound the same and be just as much fun.
Here we go.
Of course, the gay kid's probably smarter.
Next.
Friendly. Less homoerotic.
What do you mean friendly? I'm plenty friendly, motherfucker.
You're not a nice person. It's not my fault.
I'm a very nice person.
I don't see it.
I'm the nicest person here.
All right, that's a complete lie.
You seen his Animal Crossing avatar? Just like vomits.
I'm adorable.
Look, we all know that Brian is a ginormous homo who likes to touch himself repeatedly
Next.
While talking to little kids inside of a GameStop.
It's gonna be on YouTube? No.
I'll edit it out.
Fuck you, we all know Brian was touching those kids in the back room.
Oh my god.
There isn't enough room in GameStop's back room to touch anyone.
Don't you've tried.
Andrew Booth says,
oh lord.
I have a question for Shuki and the gang. What was your favorite pet that you've ever had?
Is that a new show, Shuki and the gang?
Yeah. What was its name? And if it came back to life for one day, what would you do with it?
That sounds pretty
sad. That sounds dirty.
And before
dirty.
Anyone mentions rape.
Who here would mention rape, Brian? I don't know what kind of a person would do that. I would totally do rape.
Just adding to the noise.
My selection of pets is limited.
Selection.
I had
Brian
two
is
birds,
a pet.
Of which I don't think I would resurrect if I had a choice, because I'd rather resurrect my first dog.
Because he wasn't a bird, so he
Pugsley,
was cool.
Because she was awesome.
He wasn't, because, was
adorable.
She a bad bitch?
No, she was a good dog. She didn't do anything dumb or stupid or...
Brian would probably rape
but
her.
But we got her when she was a couple years old, so we didn't really have to go through everything that we're going through with Bella right now. But Yeah, in terms of what to do, play with it. That's what you do with a pet. Toss around a ball and shit. Go for a walk. Have fun. That's what you do.
Go for a walk. Put in a token, look at a duck.
I'm going to need you to not touch your pet inappropriately, Brian. Thank you.
Sometimes it just happens. I can't help it.
Collect coins with your pet. It's fun. You can hear it right now. I'm sure you can imagine it. Just thinking about it, you could hear it. See? You can hear noises of fun.
Yeah, look, you know what your mom does every night with me? You don't want to know because it's horrible and disgusting.
Okay, thank you for not telling me. Let's see.
It involves my pants.
Okay. Okay, she irons them. Boom. That's disgusting, you monster! Anyway, my favorite pet's actually the one I have right now, which is my dog Missy, and so she's not dead, so I don't have to resurrect her. But
my favorite pet would be that taxidermized Dawson I had.
But he wouldn't resurrect it.
I wouldn't resurrect it because then I wouldn't have my pudding dispenser. And I wouldn't be able to use it to murder other timeline dimension Dawson. So I would have to keep it. But yeah, that's the thing. Poor Dawson, he's dead.
Yep.
Oh well. No one loves you, Dawson.
Right.
True that.
So Kamen Rider Pez says.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, sorry, I skipped you. I'm very sorry. Not sorry at all, but I apologize. Go for it.
Oh. Dick.
Sorry.
Yes, I have a. You know which one? Thank you for noticing.
My favorite pet was my
Jesus.
Was my golden retriever, Oris, who died just a couple years ago, actually.
Don't say anything depressing, please.
Oh, okay. That actually cuts out most of my answer. Yeah, I don't think I would really be able to handle him coming back.
Especially if it's only a day, that's just kind of depressing.
Yeah, I had him for quite a few years, since I was 10. And yeah, like he meant a lot to me. So I don't know if I would actually want him to come back for only a day. That would be kind of sad.
Yeah, it would be. It's like the end of that weird movie with the AI when he got one day with his mom or whatever. Remember that? Anybody else see that?
No.
It's a weird fucking movie. Don't watch it.
That's because it has Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah.
No one really likes him.
Are we done now?
Okay.
I want my pet Shuki back.
I'm sorry.
Yes, we can move on.
Kamen Rider Pez says, how well does buying SH figure arts affect what is made? Example, if I buy 300 figure arts of Kamen Rider Mage, will we get more female riders? No.
No.
It's Bandai. You could buy, like, every single female figure art on the market and they still wouldn't make more.
They operate very strangely.
Honestly feel they're just throwing darts at this point.
They are, really.
They're douchebags.
It's really hard to gauge what will be exclusive, what will come out first. It's pretty random. I mean, there probably is a system, but it's very unconventional.
For the record, if you're excited about Showa Akiba Red Super, wait until you watch episode 12, and then you'll just get really pissed off.
Did you watch it? Is it out?
No, I watched. I skimmed the raw. I didn't watch it.
Oh, okay. Skimmed the raw sounds dirty.
Right. Brian, it can't be any worse than the fact that Cyclone Axel Extreme was a thought bubble.
That happened.
That's arguable. But, yeah, I mean, in a way, buying certain things can affect it, but, I mean, one person buying it doesn't really matter much. But, like, for instance.
Yeah, especially because you don't matter in life. Oh, that's me.
Thanks, Kevin.
Not you, Brian, but not you, the person asking the question.
Okay. But the,
not you, our viewers.
You don't matter. By that, he means our viewer, Kiefer.
Sorry.
The Oz combos and the Forze, whatever the fuck they were called.
States?
Yeah, those.
Vaginas.
Sold for shit, and now we have exclusive wizards. So, I mean, stuff like that can happen. I've never seen it to where if you buy a lot of an exclusive, it becomes retail. I don't think that's ever happened. But
you don't know. I mean, it was popular enough.
Well, I mean, it came out at the time of several movies. I don't think it had anything to do with the popularity of the figure.
Well, I don't know. They didn't have to do it. I think they were just doing it to piss you off. Because you tried to cure cancer. Brian was like, you know what? I'm going to buy this figure and cure this guy's mole. And then they're like, fuck you for curing moles. It changed to moles because I thought curing moles was funnier.
Finally.
And they were like, moly, 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 moly.
This Captain Dawson fellow says, what is it a reference to? Hashtag our question, hashtag coma. It's from Sword Art Online.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So I'm going to have to ask all my questions from now on. So if I was why did you call me a first-time commenter? I wanted to be called the first-time commenter.
Yes.
You don't get that luxury.
Damn it. I wanted to be a hashtag first-time commenter.
Okay.
Penis.
All right, now it's time for...
Final Fist! That is in stock footage. Or a horrible imitation. I have a thingy that's not final. Everyone's missed it. Well, one person hasn't missed it, but that's irrelevant to this discussion.
Part where we say things about Twitter, but it doesn't even really matter, and Aerosol's like, why are you telling them?
I've got nothing.
I think Aerosol's just jealous because Brian doesn't want to sleep with him anymore.
Something about Facebook.
Oh, yeah, don't ask me questions. If you ask me a question, you're getting punched. Because I ask the questions around here. It'll be stupid.
And don't ask me a question either. I don't want to be asked.
All right, that's the last time I'll say it.
Because Steven Skyler's a thing.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to our season.
China's.
Oh, I like that season.
No, you don't. You like the penis season.
Oh.
That was so well thought out.
Yeah, it was. Hello and welcome to our season 4.
I'm so horny.
No, you're not. Don't lie.
Yes, I am.
You said hard or soft, and you said soft. Tuna!
Fucking Taco Bell. Stupid woman.
Pineapple!
Was it soft or hard? Why would you phrase it like that?
That's what you respond with. It was hard for you, baby.
It was hard, but... Now it's soft.
It was hard, but then I came in the building and saw you.
It's kind of at that in-between stage right now.
Got a quarter chub, so... I don't know how that translates into tacos, but, you know... Let's go, tuna!
Okay, so...
I didn't get racially Garo, and he got stopped. What?
Kevin will pop in at some point. He's trying to get his computer to recognize the headset, so... He's
trying to get his computer to recognize him. I swear, I'm Kevin.
Granted, he would have been here already before, but he left to...
Yeah, he fell out. We
go
didn't
get
notice.
Something to eat. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now he's
that's
trying
it.
To get back in.
With the food.
Yep.
Totally.
Yep.
Not a charade at all.
I love how we've settled on the elaborate lie now. Usually we don't even care. Usually we just say, yeah, the fucker didn't show up.
That wasn't an elaborate lie. He's getting the food. He said it. We'll have to make him say it later. Don't tell him, though.
You mean earlier? Or actually later?
Just later, I'll tell him earlier. I'll be like, Kevin, say you're going to get food, and then he'll say it. Don't record this part.
I am recording, you jackass.
We're already in the Twitter questions.
What?
Except that no questions have been asked.
I asked a question. So what's your problem? What gives you the right? Who do you think you are? Toby.